This is the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Transportation Equipment, 100 North Laird in Hastings. Now, let's talk to the coach on the Locker Room Show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school football here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio, the regular season finale for the Adams Central Patriots as they host the Lexington Minutemen. And Bill Carlin is here, the head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Patriots coach, 5-3 regular season finale. How quick the season has gone. A loss last week at McCook, 24-21, in what turned out to be just a real good high school football game, just came up a little short.
Yeah, we did. It was a very exciting atmosphere, great crowd. We had over probably 3,000 people there, I'll bet. And so it was a great atmosphere for the kids to perform. And the kids, you know, we kind of dug ourselves a hole, but dug our way back in and got back into the game and just came up a little short at the end, though.
Yeah, your ball club did fall behind, but you got the lead, and then McCook grabs it early in the fourth quarter. Well, your ball club has just really been good this year, Coach, haven't they? Bouncing back from things. Not much gets these kids down. They just concentrate on the next play, don't they?
They really do. They've been very resilient and bounced back from adversity very well. And sometimes you just need a play or two to kind of get us kick-started, it seems like. And I thought last Friday we had a big pass play to Blake Obermiller that got us our first touchdown, set us up anyway, and seemed like that was the play that kind of propelled us and gave us some confidence. And the kids came right back then fought and got themselves back in the game.
I know as we started this season, only a few guys had really had a whole lot of varsity experience. These kids have sure grown up in these eight games, haven't they, Coach? I'm sure you got to be happy with that. They've really become kind of a veteran outfit as this season's gone along.
Well, they have continued to improve and just get better and better, and they're earning their stripes as the season's gone along, and they have played a very challenging schedule and done so very admirably, I think. So I've been real proud of how they've performed and come out and played, and they've not always been the biggest or fastest or strongest each Friday, but I think they might have the biggest heart of the teams on the field most nights, and they play very hard.
Yeah, they certainly have done that, Coach, and the losses to Aurora and Creed and McCook you're talking about, but as you said last week, you knew that going in, but you also said last week, what, after the game, one of your players, at least one of them came up and said, we had some fun tonight, Coach, even though we dropped this close one, so that's a good thing, too. It's a learning experience, but they are having a good time doing this, too.
Yeah, they really are. They're a great bunch, and they play hard, and they know when the game's played, and they know when it's over, and they move on, and they know that's just a small part of their high school career. So they're having a lot of fun doing it, and that's what's really important, I think, for these kids, the experience for them, and they experience their high school careers of athletics and the things that they can learn from this. So that's encouraging to see that they do keep it in the right perspective.
They have a regular season game to go tonight to do the Patriots against Lexington. We'll talk about that one in specifics after this timeout on tonight's pregame show.
For sale, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
Welcome back to tonight's pregame show before the Adams Central Patriots, the Lexington Minutemen in high school football, Class B matchup, a district game for the Patriots and the Minutemen tonight. Bill Carlin with us, head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Coach, the ball club facing Lexington tonight. Now, they come in at 3-5, lost to a tough one last week to Holdridge, 25-22. They're 0-2 in the district, again, 3-5 overall, and I guess facing this Lexington team, I guess really they don't have anything to lose tonight, do they?
No, they really don't. They're going to come in. They have a mathematical chance of qualifying still if the right things would all fall into place for them. But they've played very well. They've improved also as the season has gone along. They played McCook into a double overtime game 2 weeks ago with a night we played Holdridge, and where we nipped them a little bit. McCook nipped Lexington, and then last week Holdridge nipped them in a very close ball game. So all four teams in our district seem to be very evenly matched to play here and there, or a turnover here and there seems to be swinging the ball games. And so I think this will be a very even ball game.
I imagine Coach Truax is wondering if his players will be able to bounce back after those two tough losses you just talked about, an overtime, double overtime to McCook and 3 points to Holdridge. So he's probably wondering how this team's going to bounce back and probably saying, let's just stay loose and have some fun tonight.
Well, I don't know what he's saying, but I think they've had times where they've played very, very well. I know they've had a couple games where they turned the ball over a few times. When that's happened, that's going to beat anybody. And they kind of got themselves out of the ball game on a couple situations. But they've got some very talented athletes, some very gifted kids. Alex Hobby is a great receiver and running back for him. They kind of move him all over. He has got some great speed. He ran around a 10-600 in track last year, broke 50 seconds in the open 400, and he's got great skills to go with his speed. Jeremy Callahan is a 6'3", 195-pound quarterback and can throw the ball well. He was an All-State punter last year just to show some of his athleticism and is very gifted at that. So they got some great players to build around.
And as you've tell us, like to throw the ball a lot too offensively, don't they, Coach? So it's going to be a challenge for your defense. It's going to be the fact that they'll throw it a lot.
Yeah, they do. They put it up in the air. They run a no-huddle offense. They run no tight ends. Hardly ever do you see them in that situation. Very seldom do you see three backs in the backfield. They're usually all over the place and spread all over. And so, you know, they come out with some different formations and have a few gadget plays here and there, but they're going to make you defend the field. They're going to stretch you from sideline to sideline, and then they're going to try to stretch you deep every once in a while. So our secondary really has their hands full tonight, and our linebackers are going to have to play well. And then up front, we need to shut down the run with our front people so that our other people can play pass.
That looks like you want to keep the football in your hands if at all possible, Coach. Get the running game going if at all possible tonight and keep it out of their hands so the defense won't be out on the field all the time.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes I think when we have the ball in our hands and keep it away from them is our best defense, and that's probably the case tonight. I know last year we ended up only throwing the ball five times in their game with them. Obviously, it was a game that we played in a storm and rain and stuff was part of the not throwing, but on the other hand, we wanted to keep the ball away from them and not give them the opportunity. So that's our same recipe we want to try to cook up this week.
Your ball club, as we talked about, always in focus mode here, and you know what's at stake. The regular season always will feel better and look better if you're 6-3 in the regular season than 5-4 and concluding that regular season. But they have other things on their mind too. But I'm sure you haven't talked a whole lot about that, Coach. But Lexington's the focus, and your guys, I'm sure, had a good week of practice.
Well, we have. We're excited. We want to get going again and get another opportunity, and so we're going to give it our best shot here and see what happens. We kind of know that in the future, if we want to play beyond Friday, we have to win. Other than that, we put it in everybody else's hands. So if we can take care of our end of the deal and get a win, then I know we get a chance for another ball game.
It's a Class B game, and we've talked all season also, Coach. This is Class B this year. There's just some good football teams around, and it is a battle every single week, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's really a challenge for the kids, and we're just, you know, as coaches trying to keep them healthy, you don't get an opportunity to cruise in some weekend and then rest your kids for the second half or anything like that. You're battling for four quarters every night out, and so you have to kind of, you know, be careful in practice with the number of hits you take on a kid, because their body can only take so much pounding, and at this time of the year, everybody that doesn't have a bump or bruise on them hasn't been playing.
Coach, good luck tonight. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk after it's over. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Blaine.
That's Bill Carlin, head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Stay tuned. Play-by-play coming up. Adams Central and Lexington.
The Locker Room Show has been brought to you by Transportation Equipment of Hastings. Stay tuned. The play-by-play is up next on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
High school football starts now. Brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports.
As the sun sets in central Nebraska, one final game is all that's left in the 2011 regular season. For many teams, it's the final push to send their teams to postseason play. The Adams Central Patriots in their regular season tonight as they host the Lexington Minutemen. The fifth-ranked Patriots are 5-3 after last week's 24-21 loss to second-ranked McCook. Adams Central is 1-1 in district play, and with a win tonight, should be in the Class B playoffs. Lexington playing the role of the spoiler, a team that's 3-5 on the season, but 0-2 in district play. For some seniors, it's their last chance to seek greatness, the last time suiting up, the last chance to hear their number called. But the seniors on Adams Central know they can play against the best teams in the state and want to prove that in the spotlight of the Class B playoffs. We'll find out tonight as it's the Adams Central Patriots and the Lexington Minutemen, and it's on ESPN Radio. Live to the field for the call of tonight's game, here's Blaine Bulis.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Lloyd Wilson Field at the Osborne Family Sports Complex on the campus of Hastings College. High school football tonight here for you is the Adams Central Patriots, the home team here tonight against the Lexington Minutemen in this Class B district matchup for the Adams Central Patriots, coming in with 5 wins and 3 losses on the season. And the Patriots, with a victory, hope to be in the Class B football playoffs, and they should be with a victory here tonight. They will be at least 2-1 in the district. They'll have enough playoff points, they believe, to be in the playoffs with a win. With a loss, not so sure about that. The official pairings will come out tomorrow. So Adams Central looks to conclude the regular season at 6-3. With wins over Sydney, over Hastings High, Garing, York, and Holdridge, and those 3 losses to 3 of the best teams in Class B. Number 1, Crete. Number 2, McCook, or flip-flop them either way. Those 2 plus Aurora by 1 point earlier in the season. The Patriots at 5-3 on this football season. The visitors from Lexington, the Minutemen, are 3-5, but they're coming off 2 tough losses. Double overtime to McCook 2 weeks ago, 16-13, and a loss late last week at Holdridge, 25-22. In fact, the Minutemen have dropped 3 in a row. They have victories this year over Grand Island Northwest, Sydney, and Alliance. Losses to Garing, Scottsbluff, and the last 3 at Seward, home to McCook, and at Holdridge. And they concluded here tonight at Lloyd Wilson Field against Adams Central. The Patriots coming into this game, they're averaging 22 points a game. They're giving up 18 per contest. Adams Central in total offense averages 323 yards per game, 182 rushing, 140 passing. They give up 250 a game, 151 on the ground, only 99 yards passing per game against that Patriot defense. Led offensively by Jake Fowler. He's rushed for 1,130 yards, 141 yards average per game. Kyle Goldenstein, Creighton Reed have been alternating at quarterback. Goldenstein has thrown for 837 yards, Creighton Reed for 288. They've each thrown 3 touchdown passes on the season. And for receivers, 3 of them have done a good job for the Patriots this year. 23 by Jake Fowler, 22 for Blake Overmiller, 14 for Ryan Bruna. The Lexington Minutemen come in averaging 20 points a game, giving up, though, 25 a contest. And the Minutemen have given up, on average, 351 yards per game this season, 231 on the ground and 119 through the air. The Minutemen are averaging 333 yards per game as they like to throw it. They average 152 yards passing, 181 yards rushing on the season for the Minutemen. So they can move the football, but they've also had a tendency to give up a lot of yards this season at 351 per contest, especially that 231 on the ground, and that may be the key. Can the Patriots establish their running game against this defense, keep control of the ball, and keep the football away from that offense of Lexington that likes to throw the football? Jeremy Callahan, the Lexington quarterback, has thrown for 7 touchdowns. He's completed 63 out of 126 passes for 969 yards, but he has thrown 10 interceptions. The Minutemen have thrown 14 interceptions on the season. They've also lost 7 fumbles, so they get into a tendency maybe to turn the football over. So the Patriots will have to be alert tonight as Lexington, again, has thrown 14 interceptions on the season. And the Minutemen throw that football to a lot of guys. Ryan Reynolds is the leading receiver. He's caught 33. Alex Hovey, the running back and wide receiver, has caught 12. Hovey's also rushed for 701 yards. Abe Pop has caught 13 balls. Trevor Miller has caught 9. Danny Ibera has caught 7 for the Minutemen. So it's Lexington and Adams Central. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll have the first quarter kickoff right after this 1 minute timeout.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
And welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. High school football here for you tonight. The Adams Central Patriots, the Lexington Minutemen, here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio, in Hastings. So Adams Central and Lexington, the Patriots 5-3, the Minutemen 3-5 on this football season. The regular season finale, the Patriots hope to be in the Class B playoffs. The Minutemen with maybe a small chance to make those playoffs, as Coach Bill Carlin talked about in the pregame show. But this football game tonight will end the regular season for both of these football teams. So Adams Central comes in again. Can the Patriots establish their running game and get going on that to keep that offense that likes to throw that football, the no huddle, the four, maybe five wide receivers at a time for Lexington, and can the Patriots keep control of the football and keep that offense off the field? We shall soon find out, as Adams Central is going to kick off to start this football game, and the Lexington Minutemen are going to get that football to start it, and Jeremy Callahan will be the starting quarterback. Again, a 50% thrower, 969 yards, 7 touchdowns. He has thrown 10 interceptions on the season. Alex Hovey will be a running back, receiver. Ryan Reynolds will catch the football. Danny Ibarra, Trevor Miller, Abe Pop, they'll all catch the ball as Kyle Goldenstein's going to kick off for Adams Central to start this football game. And the Lexington Minutemen are going to get that football first. And we're about ready to play high school football here tonight. The Minutemen will receive the ball. Goldenstein's toe into the football. And the kickoff goes to the far sideline, caught at about the 15-yard line for the Minutemen, to the 20, to the 25-yard line, heading to the outside, a little bit of running room. Now there's a tackle by the Patriots out about the 29-yard line as that kickoff return by the Minutemen returned out to the 29-yard line. And Patrick Spicer returned that football, and that's where the Minutemen will start. First down and 10 at their own 29-yard line. So Adams Central will be on the defense against Jeremy Callahan, the quarterback. Ryan Reynolds will be in that backfield. Alex Hovey, again, they'll be split all over the place. They have three in the backfield with the pistol formation. Jeremy Callahan, the quarterback, will hand the football off. Running to the far sideline will be the Minutemen. They're going to be a loss on the play, and running that football right there is Alex Hovey. Hovey has rushed for more than 700 yards on the season, but he had nowhere to go there. In fact, the Patriots drop him for a loss back at the 27-yard line. A loss of 2 on the play. So it's going to be second down and 12 yards to go at the 27-yard line for the Minutemen. Again, they'll send three wide receivers, two in the backfield, and hand the ball off to Hovey. Once again, comes to the near side, to the 25-yard line, and finally steps out of bounds and pulled out of bounds by Kyle Cutterford. Hovey stepped out of bounds before he was tackled then by Cutterford. Moves that football maybe to the 28, 29. Not much of a gain as Hovey runs the ball for the second straight time. Up to the 29. He got 2, so it's third down and 10 yards to go for the Minutemen at their own 29-yard line. Jeremy Callahan is a senior, is 190-pounder, has four wide receivers out, and Hovey goes in motion. The throw goes to Hovey, drops the football, falls on it, but they say it's incomplete. So that first throw to Hovey was incomplete as Alex dropped the football, and it'll be fourth down and 10 yards to go. Just a little swing pass out to Hovey, the running back, who's caught 12 balls, rushed for more than 700 yards, but incomplete there. And Callahan, the quarterback, is also the punter. And Jake Fowler goes back to receive this punt for the Patriots. Three and out for the Minutemen. The ball is Going to be inside the 40. The Patriots let it go. The Minutemen down at about the 36-yard line. So that's where Adam Central will start their first possession. First down and 10 at their own 36-yard line. So Adam Central will start. Kyle Goldenstein at quarterback, the senior. Kyle Cutterford, the senior, at fullback. Jake Fowler's the running back, the junior. See Ryan Bruna at a wide receiver. Blake Overmiller will see some wide receiver duty. Jesse Ackerman is the tight end. Zach Bramble is the center. Derek Nissen and Lathan Smith are the guards. Kevin Holden and Nate Heinrichs are the offensive tackles for Adams Central. Goldenstein hands off in the eye to Fowler to the 40. Fowler to the 45, and there's a face mask. Three flags fly on the play. Fowler got past the line of scrimmage, and then his face mask was grabbed. It's up to the 46-yard line. It was a 10-yard pickup by Fowler. There's going to be a face mask tacked onto this one as Jake Fowler rushed for about 9 or 10 yards. And it'll be a face mask penalty and a 15-yarder on the Minutemen. So Adam Central goes to the 39-yard line. Fowler got 10 yards and another 15 tacked on. The face mask penalty makes it first down and 10 at the Lexington 39-yard line. So a big 21-yard pickup with the penalty and the run there for the Patriots. I formation, and there's a flag flying before the snap. And the Patriots along the line of scrimmage look like they moved. And it's going to be a 5-yard penalty on Adams Central. Move the football back to the Lexington 44-yard line. It'll be first down and 15 yards to go for Adams Central. Just inside the 45, we'll call it the 44 of Lexington. First and 15 on the first penalty of the evening on the Adams Central Patriots. Not a wisp of wind. Beautiful night. Temperature right around that 70-degree mark on this third Friday in October. Patriots out in the eye. Two wide receivers. Goldenstein turns, hands off to Fowler. Dances his way down to about the 40-yard line. Picked up about 4 on the play. Second down and 11 yards to go for Adams Central. Fowler now with his second carry there. Moves it to the 40. Second and 11, Adams Central at the 40. Creighton Reed comes in from the near side on his first appearance in at quarterback for Adams Central. Reed is the junior. Goldenstein the senior. They've shared the duties all season long. Ryan Bruner wide to the right. And Adam Hunt wide to the left. Reed tosses to Fowler. Jake Fowler, far side to the 40, 35, to the close to the 31-yard line, close to a first down. Going to be a little bit sharp, but there's Adams Central with Fowler running the football, and Jake may get a lot of carries this evening. Fowler coming in, 169 rushing attempts for 1,130 yards, moved it down to the 31-yard line, a pickup of 9 on the play for Fowler. And it's going to be third down and a couple. Third and 2 for Adams Central at the Lexington 31-yard line. Out they come again, the Maryland eye. Two tight ends, three backs stacked behind quarterback Kyle Goldenstein. The third man is Fowler inside the 30. Has enough for a first down for the Patriots as he picked up maybe 3 or 4. They'll spot it at about, we'll call it the 27, a pickup of 4 on the play for Fowler. And it's going to be first down and 10 for the Patriots at the Lexington 27-yard line. Clock runs, 9:10 to go, first quarter. Lexington was 3 and out. Patriots took over on their own 36, still had the ball. First and 10, the 27, Maryland I. Reed hands off to Cutterford, the fullback, inside the 25 to about the 20. Kyle Cutterford with the run there on first down. The senior fullback. They'll spot this one at the 19, a pickup of 8 there. Second down and 2 yards to go for Adams Central at the Lexington 19. Again, the Minutemen on this season have given up on average per game 231 yards on the ground. So Adams Central, a team that averages 182 on the ground, keeping that football on the ground right here. Fowler again. Not much of a hole there, maybe 1 or 2. Jake needed only 2 for a first down, and this is going to be close. Jake Fowler on the carry, that's his 5th already in this game. It's at the 17, he got 2, but it might be a little short. No, they say first down. First and 10 at the 17-yard line for Adams Central, and on a 2-yard pickup for Fowler, but just enough for a first down. Again, the Patriots, Zach Brambles, the center, Derek Nissen, Lathan Smith, the guards, Kevin Holland, Nate Heinrichs, the tackles. Again, the Maryland eye. Lexington jumps. A couple of guys jump. And the Lexington defenders waited for the flag. It finally flew, and it is an offside, and that'll make it first and five on the five-yard penalty, and that'll move the football down to the 12-yard line. First and five at the Lexington 12. So Adams Central on the move here, trying to get out in front in this football game. First and five at the Lexington 12. Maryland I, Bruna, Cuttiford, and Fowler stacked behind quarterback Creighton Reed. Ball goes to Fowler off left, right guard and tackle. He's inside the 10. Got two or three on the play. They'll spot it at the 9. Got three. Second and two at the 9-yard line for Adams Central. Second down and two at the 9. Kyle Goldenstein in from the near sideline. Reed and Goldenstein alternating here as the Patriots expect to hand that football off a lot this evening. 7:35 clock runs. Second and two for the Patriots at the Lexington 9. Goldenstein now. I formation. Toss goes to Fowler. Inside the 10. Knocked down about the 7. That's going to be close to another first down. The Minutemen probably feel they know what's coming. They just got to stop it. This football's down near the 7. And the football is close to a first down. The officials are eyeballing it. And they're going to have an official's timeout to measure here. Patriots needed two. They got just enough or just short. Out come the chains, and the officials will extend the chains, and it's going to be first and goal. First and goal at the 7-yard line. Fowler got two, and the Patriots have four first downs already and have a first and goal at the Lexington 7-yard line. Creighton Reed in at quarterback. This time, first and goal at the 7 for Adams Central. Clock started again, 7:16, and it's running here in the first quarter. Maryland I, double tight end, Reed the quarterback. Turns, hands the ball off to the fullback, Cuttiford. Nowhere to go this time for Kyle Cuttiford, the Minutemen there this time. And that might even be a loss in the play. It's going to be second down and goal. They will spot the forward progress. Back at the 8-yard line. That is going to be a loss of one on the play. And it's going to be second and goal from the Lexington 8-yard line. So the Patriots exclusively on the ground so far. Second and goal at the 8. Going wide to the right is Blake Overmiller. Wide to the left, Ryan Bruna. I formation. Goldenstein in for this snap. Toss goes to Fowler. Pretty good hold there at the 10. Stays on his feet inside the 5. Nice run by Fowler, keeping his balance. Got it inside the 5. It's going to be third and goal. At about the 3, a pickup of 5 there for Jake Fowler. He already has 39 yards on the ground. It's third and goal from the 3. So the Patriots try to get it in here. But that Lexington defense stiffened up last two plays. Creighton Reed in at quarterback. Maryland I, everybody in tight. Third and goal from the 3. Reed turns, hands the ball off to Fowler. Gets inside, and he's hit hard there. Knocked down in the play, and it's going to be fourth and goal. A nice hit there by Lucas Birch. Fourth and goal for Adams Central at the 2-yard line. So they're 2 yards away, only a 1-yard pickup there for Fowler. Fourth and goal from the 2. The Patriots will send Blake Overmiller in from the near sideline with the play. Kyle Goldenstein will come in there. 5:22 clock runs. Big part of the game here already for Adams Central and Lexington. It's fourth and goal from the 2-yard line. So the Patriots try to get in here, and the Lexington defense tries to hold. Fourth and goal from the 2, Maryland I. Before the play called, the Patriots took a little bit to get that play in. They call a timeout. We'll take a timeout when we return. It'll be fourth down for Adams Central. We'll take a timeout. Adams Central nothing. Lexington nothing. Back in 30 seconds.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field at the Osborne Family Sports Complex on the campus of Hastings College. Adams Central moving their football game here tonight with Lexington from their field at Adams Central School. And the difficulty with the field over there, the playing conditions not the best right now at Patriot Field, and so they move their home game here tonight at Lloyd Wilson Field, this great complex and great field here to watch a game, play on a game here at Lloyd Wilson Field. Patriots come out. It's fourth and goal at the two. They come out in the Maryland eye. Quarterback is Goldenstein. The ball given to Fowler. He will get into the end zone for the touchdown over right guard and tackle. Jake Fowler with the touchdown run of 2 yards and Adams Central on the board. First here, it's 6-0 with the extra point pending for Adams Central. So on fourth and two over right guard and tackle, Jake Fowler with the touchdown run, and Adams Central with the lead 6-0, and the extra point coming here, and Chance Vorderstrauss will try this extra point for the Patriots, a junior. He'll try the extra point out of the hold of Kyle Goldenstein. 5:06 to go already in this first quarter, so the Patriots control the football for about 4 minutes. Vorderstrauss tries the extra point. It is kicked. It is up, and it is good. Vorderstrauss with the extra point, and we'll take a timeout with the score. Adams Central 7, Lexington nothing. Back with the Patriots kickoff in 30 seconds.
It's the Take the Money and Ride national event at CPI Mr. Tire. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card when you purchase a set of 4 eligible Cooper tires. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the Money and Ride on Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself. CPI. CPI.
14 plays, 64 yards for the Patriots, aided by a 15-yard face mask penalty. Jake Fowler, the final 2 yards, all running the football for Adams Central. Fowler with 42 rushing yards. Cutterford, Kyle Cutterford with the other 7. No throws in that particular drive. The Patriots had the football around 5 minutes of time there. The Minutemen ran 2 running plays, incomplete pass, had to punt. Adams Central, 14 plays, 64 yards, all on the ground, and a touchdown. Kyle Goldenstein to kick off for Adams Central. Does to the right side, down to about the 10-yard line. The Minutemen get it there. 15, 20, pretty good hole into the 35 to the 40. Minutemen still on their feet past midfield and running that football into Patriot territory, the Minutemen. And running that football, Ryan Reynolds, and we'll probably hear his name a lot, and a good kickoff return by Reynolds into Patriot territory at the 47-yard line. So that's where the Minutemen will start, and they'll come out in their no huddle. Jeremy Callahan, the quarterback, 2 wide receivers to the right, 2 to the left. They do not huddle. They go look at the plays on the wristband, does Callahan. Man in motion now is Abe Popp, and the ball is handed off. The running play this time by Hovey. Hovey has maybe a yard, third running play already for the Minutemen. Through the 46, a pickup of 1 to the Adams Central 46-yard line. It'll be second down and 9 yards to go. In the shotgun is Callahan. Again, 4 receivers out. Quick throw to the near side. Caught by Pop. Pop will get past the first defender. We'll get a first down inside Patriot territory, inside about the 35. So there's the first completion. The catch there by Abe Pop, the senior. First down and 10 yards to go. They move it from the Patriot 46 to the 33. A pickup of 13 on the catch and run there. First catch for Pop and a first down. First and 10 at the 33-yard line of Adams Central. Callahan seldom over center. Will keep the football. Jeremy Callahan will run that football. He's to the 35 to about the 30. A couple 3 yards there for Callahan. And they will spot the football. The quarterback just took the snap and took off with the football at the 30. Second down and 7 yards to go. Callahan picked up 3, second and 7 at the 30-yard line.
Clock runs with 4:05 to go first quarter, 7-0 Adams Central. Callahan gets the football, hands off to Hovey. Hovey to the 30, hit there. Not much gain and hanging on and making the tackle. Nice play by the Patriots defender there, Brandon Ahrens, the 210-pound senior. 3rd and 7, no gain there for Hovey. 3rd and 7 at the Patriot 30. Austin Bonner, Derek Nissen, Brandon Ahrens, Kevin Holand. Across the front for Adams Central, Buzz Niederklein, Jesse Ackerman, Kyle Cutifer, Cole Rossf at the linebackers. 3rd down and 7 at the Patriot 30. The ball's handed off to Hovey. He's quick. He does not have a first down. They're going to be a couple yards short, but it's going to be 4th down. Hovey runs the football from the 30 to the 26-yard line. A pickup of 4 on the play. Hovey very fast. Got 4 there. 4th and 3 at the 26-yard line. The Patriots secondary is Ryan Bruna, Jake Fowler, Blake Overmiller, Adam Hunt. 4th down and 3 for the Minutemen at the 26-yard line of Adams Central. Hovey back with the quarterback, and they spotted the tee down. Callahan looks like he's going to try a field goal. This would be a 42-yard field goal here. Jeremy Callahan, the fake now, the shovel pass goes to Pop. He has a first down and maybe a touchdown. The shovel pass, and Pop gets the football. The shovel pass as the holder, Hovey, threw the football. And Pop caught that football and gets a first down. That was going to be a 42-yard attempt. The football all the way down to the 7-yard line, a pickup of 19 on the play. On the catch and run there by Pop on the completion. By Hovey on the fake field goal. 1st and 10 now at the 7-yard line. Callahan gets the football. Quick throw to the near side. It's going to be incomplete. Almost intercepted. Too high for the intended receiver. And almost intercepted. 2nd and goal. At the Patriots' 7-yard line. So the fake field goal, the shovel pass from the holder, Hovey, to Alex Pop, and Pop ran it all the way down to the 7-yard line, 2nd and goal at the 7. Minutemen send 2 wide receivers way to the right, 2 to the left, almost stacked up. Callahan, the quarterback, breaks free past the 5, down to about the 3-yard line. It's going to be 3rd and goal, but Jeremy Callahan, the quarterback, running that football. They will spot it. At the 3, it's going to be 3rd down and goal at the 3, 4 yards there for Callahan. 3rd and 3, 3rd and goal at the Patriot 3-yard line. Officials have stopped play here. We'll see what this is all about. We'll see. Officials pointing to the Minutemen or something. We're not sure exactly what that call was. Do not see a yellow flag. Some kind of breaking of the rules there by the Minutemen. There was no yellow marker on the field, and they pointed the Minutemen, and the Minutemen are backing up here. And it's a penalty all the way back to the 12-yard line. It must have been after the play, so it's 3rd down and goal. The football's back at the 12-yard line. And the marker says 2nd and goal, so the penalty during the play. 2nd and goal from the 12-yard line. 2nd down and goal from the 12, that 10-yard penalty on the Minutemen. So it's 2nd and goal at the 12. Callahan, the quarterback, he's got 3 guys back there with him. They have all kinds of formations. He fakes, throws it to the near side. It's going to be caught by the wide receiver, dancing his way inside the 10-yard line. Is Ryan Reynolds. Reynolds catches this one, moves it down to the 9-yard line. 3rd and goal at the 9, a pickup of 3 there on the first catch by Reynolds. 3rd and goal at the 9-yard line. 1:48, the clock runs in the first quarter. 3rd and goal at the Patriot 9-yard line. Jeremy Callahan, the senior quarterback, gets the football, throws it to the near side. It's caught, but hit right there by Jake Fowler. Catching that football was Danny Ibarra, but right there is Jake Fowler on the hit. And there's a loss back to the 10-yard line, so it's 4th and goal at the 10. The first catch by Ibarra turns out to be a 1-yard loss. Jake Fowler with the tackle. 4th and goal at the 10. Now the Minutemen will put the tee down once again. Callahan tries the field goal the way it looks from 27 yards out. Holding is Hovey. So this is a 27-yard attempt. Callahan's kick is up high enough and long enough and good. Jeremy Callahan with the field goal. And the Minutemen on the board, a 27-yard field goal for Callahan. And Adams Central with the lead now with 1:03 to go in period number one. It's the Patriots 7 and the Minutemen 3 back with the Lexington kickoff in 30 seconds.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field on the Hastings College campus. Adams Central and Lexington High School District Class B football tonight, the regular season finale for these two ball clubs. 7-3 Adams Central, 1:03 to go here in the first quarter. The Minutemen get that great kickoff return by Ryan Reynolds as he moved it into Patriot territory on the 47, and the Minutemen go down the field, hurt by a penalty in the drive, but kick a 27-yard field goal. Jeremy Callahan kicks that field goal to make it 7-3, and the Minutemen will kick off. And guess who? Jeremy Callahan will do the kickoff chores. He pretty much does all the kicking for the Minutemen, and Adams Central will send Ryan Bruna and Jake Fowler back. So the kickoff is a line drive kick that's picked up at the 15-yard line by the Patriots to the 20, near sideline to the 25, to the 30, 35, 40, to the 45-yard line. Still on his feet into Lexington territory. On the return is Cole Rosvet. Cole Rosvet, one of the up men, takes that kick and returns it from about his own 15 to the Lexington 45-yard line. And that's where Adams Central will start, at the Lexington 45-yard line with 54 seconds to go here in period number one. So two good kickoff returns in this game already, one for each team. Cole Rosvet with the kickoff return moves it to the 45-yard line of Lexington. Patriots start there, first down and 10 yards to go. I formation, two wide receivers. Quarterback is Goldenstein. Fakes, first throw of the night. Out in the flat to Fowler, to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, burst of speed, touchdown, Jake Fowler with 45 seconds to go. The pass, the first of the night. Jake Fowler goes all the way, 45 yards, and a touchdown. And Adams Central leads it 13-3. The first throw of the night for the Patriots, Goldenstein to Fowler. Jake catches that football in the flat and turns on the afterburners and goes 45 yards for a touchdown. That play took 9 seconds, a 9-second drive by the Patriots, one play. Chance Borderstross to try this extra point for Adams Central. The ball is snapped. It is down. It is kicked. It's going to be short, just over the crossbar. Made it across for the extra point. Just barely for the extra point for Chance Borderstross, but it is good. And with the score, Adams Central 14, Lexington 3, back with the Patriots kickoff in 30 seconds.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
A kickoff return by Cole Rosvet, setting up the Patriots at the Lexington 45, and it only took one play. Kyle Goldenstein to Jake Fowler, 45-yard pass play. The extra point added by Borderstross, and it's 14-3. So the Patriots score 18 seconds after Lexington kicks its field goal. Adams Central leads 14-3 with 45 seconds to play here in period number one. That was the first pass of the evening for the Patriots. And they made it count. Goldenstein to kick off. does across the middle, a bouncing kick that goes to the 18-yard line, picked up there by the Minuteman, and looked like the returner, looked like it was Ryan Reynolds, might have caught the leg of one of his own blockers, and he kind of stumbled to the turf about the 27-yard line, and that's where the Minuteman will start first and 10. And they spot the football at the 27-yard line, first and 10 for the Minuteman. Again, they'll come out, they'll sling it around, they'll throw it around. And here we go in this series. Goes to Callahan, hands the ball off to the running back. It's going to be Hovey. Alex Hovey runs the football. Give him two to the 29-yard line. Hovey gets two on the play. Second and eight at the 29-yard line. 20 seconds, clock runs first quarter. Minuteman, again with the no huddle, will get the play called. Callahan gives it to the rest of his players. Jeremy Callahan awaits the snap. Now he looks like he makes an audible. Everybody looking at their wrist where all the plays are marked on there. Callahan gets the football. Quick toss out is going to be incomplete. Hits the turf before it gets to Ryan Reynolds. And it's incomplete. It'll be third down and 8 yards to go at the 29-yard line. Minuteman try to get it to Hovey, who has great speed, or Reynolds, who's caught 33 balls as the first quarter comes to an end after that play. So the Minuteman will face a third and eight when the second quarter begins. We played one here tonight. Adams Central 14, Lexington 3, back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
High school football here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. We played one quarter, Adams Central 14, Lexington 3. The Patriots with an all-running drive and then a one-play drive on their first pass of the night, scoring in between. Jeremy Callahan kicks a 27-yard field goal for Lexington. Minuteman with the football, third down, 8 yards to go on their own 29-yard line. Callahan brings the black and orange of Lexington out there in their traveling tops of white, black pants, orange helmets. The Minutemen on a third and eight at their own 29, second quarter underway. Callahan straight back in the shotgun, wants to throw. Still with the football, Patriots chase. Callahan still with the ball, throws it long down the field. Wide open but not catching the football is Abe Pop. Pop got away from his defenders, and he was wide open as Callahan was trying to avoid the Patriot rush. He did. Pop was wide open. It was a little bit overthrown, and Pop couldn't hang on. And it's fourth down and 8 yards to go at the 29-yard line. But Abe Pop cannot hang on to that one. And it will be a fourth down coming up for the Minutemen. Fourth down and 8 at the 29. The kick by Callahan to the far side and down to about the 41-yard line of the Patriots. So Adams Central will get good field position on the Callahan punt. No return, but a first and 10 on the AC 41-yard line. Hastings High ending their football season tonight up at Grand Island Northwest in city football. Last night, St. Cecilia concludes its regular season at 8-0, wins the district with a 35-6 win at Sutton. And Adams Central concluding its regular season here tonight. The Patriots looking to get in the playoffs. St. Cecilia is in the playoffs. The season will end tonight for Hastings High School. First and 10 at the Adams Central 41. Out they come in the eye. Quarterback is Goldenstein. Hands to Fowler. Jake to the 43 or so. And Fowler has already rushed for 42 yards. Gets a few more there. From the 41, they move the football out to the 44-yard line. Second down and 7. Give Fowler 3 there. Second and 7 at the 44-yard line. Creighton Reed now checks in, the other Patriot quarterback, Goldenstein and Reed. They've been alternating all season. Adams Central now back to the ground game, second and 7. Early in period number 2. We played 1 minute of the quarter. Inside handoff to Ryan Bruner. Bruner to the 45, just tripped up there by Callahan, who also plays defense. Ryan Bruner, his first rush of the night. Moved it from the 44-yard line. They'll spot it up to the 48, a pickup of 4. It's going to be 3rd and 3. Bruner's first carry for 4 yards. 3rd down, 3 yards to go at the 48-yard line. Closer to about 3.5 yards for the Patriots, but still a 3rd down play coming up. Wide to the right is Blake Overmiller. Wide to the left is Fowler. Handoff goes to Cutterford. Cutterford's not going to get there. He's going to get to the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be it. No gain there by the fullback Kyle Cutterford. And the Patriots will have to punt the football for the first time tonight. Cole Rosfett will come in and do that. He averages 33 yards a punt. So Adams Central stopped here on 3rd down. It's 4th down and 3 at the 48-yard line, and Rosfett to punt. Going back to receive this punt is Danny Ibarra. Ibarra, the junior. Punt return is a high snap, but Rosfett goes up and gets it. Kicks the football away from the intended receiver, and nobody will get there. The ball will bounce down to inside the 10. Nice bounce there for the Patriots. And the ball downed by Adams Central at, call it, looks like the 9-yard line. So Lexington will have it 1st and 10 at their own 9. A punt there by Rosfett bounces and not returned, and the Patriots down it at the 9. 1st down and 10, Minutemen at their own 9. 14-3, Adams Central. A little over 2 minutes into the second quarter of this game here tonight at Lloyd Wilson Field. Adams Central and Lexington. Callahan in the shotgun, gets the football, hands the football off. Running this way is Abe Pop. He's pushed out of bounds about the 14 or 15-yard line. So a pickup of 6 there. Nice run as Pop from the wide receiver position takes the handoff from Callahan and picks up 6 yards on the play. Alex Pop with the run there. Of 6, 2nd down and 4 at the 15-yard line. Callahan, the quarterback, gets the football, keeps the football. The quarterback at the 15, up to about the 17 or 18, going to be a little bit short of the 1st down. It's going to be 3rd and short for the Minutemen. From the 15, Callahan moves it up to the 18. He got 3. It's going to be 3rd down and 1 yard to go. So Callahan gets 3, 3rd and 1 yard at the Lexington 18. Patriots on the season, giving up 151 yards a game on the ground, only 99 through the air. And Lexington faces a 3rd and 1 at the 18-yard line. Callahan gives the football off to the running back. It's a 1st down. Running it is Alex Hovey, and he gets a 1st down on the play. He moves that football up to the 24-yard line. Got 6 and a 1st down for the Minutemen. 1st down and 10 at the 24-yard line for the Minutemen. So Alex Hovey runs for 6. Got a lot of speed there. I mean, Jake Fowler should be in a foot race. They are both very quick. 1st and 10 at the 24-yard line. Getting the footballs, Callahan passes that football. Nice play, nice tackle there by the Patriots. Jesse Ackerman, as Alex Hovey had a hole, but Ackerman closed it in a hurry and got the ankles and knocked down the running back there. Alex Hovey, he did pick up 5 on the play. To the 29-yard line, 2nd down and 5 yards to go. At the Minutemen 29-yard line, they try to run it out of the shadow of their own goal line. Callahan gets the football, keeps the football straight up the middle, past the 30, and a flag flies. And this is going to be a face mask on Adams Central. That's going to be a 1st down for the Minutemen. Callahan got up to the 33. He got 4 yards on the play. But there's going to be a penalty on Adams Central. Looks like a face mask, and the Patriots will give up the 1st down via the penalty here. At the 33, they'll mark this one off on Adams Central, a face mask on the Patriots. That's one for each team. This is only going to be a 5-yarder, not a flagrant face mask. Up to the 33-yard line, 1st down and 10 yards to go on the 4-yard run plus the 5-yard penalty, 1st and 10 at the Lexington 38-yard line. The Minutemen have it 1st and 10 at the 38. Started at their own 9-yard line, moving the football once again. Snap goes to Callahan, and as he gets the football, the officials wave this one off and throw a flag. We'll see what this one's all about. Looks like it's on the Minutemen. At least the Patriots think that. The line of scrimmage is the 38. It will be on the Minuteman, an illegal procedure penalty. Fourth penalty on the Minuteman. We'll put that football back at the 33-yard line of Lexington, where it will be first down and 15 yards to go. 8:15, clock runs once again. Second quarter, Adams Central 14, Lexington 3, first and 15 Minutemen at their own 33-yard line. Callahan wants to throw straight back. Far sideline, throws that football. Hit immediately as Poppett keeps his feet, avoids one tackler, but can't avoid the second one. He was hit out there, and the tackle finally made by the Patriots' Buzz Niederklein. Abe Popp catches that football, moves it from the 33 to the 36, a pickup of only three on the play as Popp catches the football. Second and 12 at the 36-yard line. Callahan will keep the football. He's near the 40-yard line and tackled there as the quarterback. Callahan's 190-pounder. Jeremy's got good size, moved it from the 36 there to the 41. He got five on the play. It's going to be third down and 7 yards to go. So the penalties, four, have hurt Lexington tonight. Third and seven at the 41. They get a little momentum going, then the penalty sets them back, and now they face a third and long. Third and seven at the 41-yard line. Out they come in the shotgun is quarterback Jeremy Callahan. Gets the football, third and seven here. Here we go. Callahan, pretty good protection, dances around, still with the football, throws it long down the near sideline. It's in the air, and it's going to be caught about the 15-yard line. The defender there, but the catch by Abe Popp, moves that football from the 41-yard line all the way down to the 15-yard line. A 44-yard pickup there, and the catch by Popp. 44-yard gain now to the Adams Central 15-yard line. So a big pass play there. Callahan to Popp, 44 yards. First and 10 at the 15. That was a third down and seven play. The Patriots give up the big play there. Their pass defense, again, has given up less than 100 yards per game, but that is a 44-yard completion with 7:05 to go. First and 10 at the 15. Callahan with the football, fumbles the football, picks it up, keeps his feet. It's going to be tackled near the line of scrimmage. He got it back up to the line of scrimmage, and a fumble, and the Patriots are on it. So the fumble on the play, and Adams Central gets the football. Looks like maybe Buzz Niederklein might be on top of it. But a fumble, the first turnover of the game. And Adams Central comes up with the football. First and 10 at their own 15. So Callahan fumbled the football when he got the snap. Picked it up, got it back to the line of scrimmage, and when he was hit there and fumbled it away, and Adams Central gets that football with 6:54 to go. So the Patriots get it on the turnover, the first turnover of the night for either team. That's the eighth fumble loss this year by Lexington. Hand off Goldenstein to the running back. No room there. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Running that football is Buzz Niederklein, his first carry. Niederklein out there running the football. Loss of one on the play, back to the 14-yard line. So Niederklein giving Jake Fowler a bit of a breather here. Fowler is playing the defense too, and he's now back in as, Niederklein goes wide to the left and wide to the right is Blake Overmiller. In the shotgun, Creighton Reed with the football. Hands the football up to Kyle Cutiford. Cutiford, nowhere to go. Gets it back to about the 15. Going to be third down and a long way to go for the Patriots. Cutiford running the football. Back to the original line of scrimmage, the 15, a pickup of only one. And it's going to be third and 10 for Adams Central, halfway through period number two. Adams Central 14, Lexington 3. Third down and 10 at the 15-yard line. So Adams Central on a third and 10. They've thrown only one pass. Completed it 45 yards and a touchdown. Goldenstein in at quarterback. A couple of wide receivers and a wingback. Goldenstein wants to throw. Does across the middle. It's going to be picked off at the 28-yard line. Interception, Adams Central, the team's trade turnovers. And Jeremy Callahan, who also plays defense, the quarterback on offense, gets that football on the interception. That one kind of a little bit thrown up for grabs there. Callahan with the interception at the 28-yard line. So Callahan with the interception for the Minutemen. Each team now with one turnover. And Lexington has it in great shape. First and 10 at the Adams Central 28. Running the football is the quarterback Callahan at the 25, maybe the 24. He gets three or four on the play, but the big guy Callahan runs the football. The quarterback, they will spot him down at the 25. He got three on the play. Second down and seven at the 25-yard line. 5:09 clock runs, second quarter, 14-3 Adams Central. In the shotgun, Callahan gets the football, fakes it to one man, gives it to another, running the football. Good hole, first down. Ryan Reynolds runs that football for a first down. Runs it from the 25. Inside the 15 to almost the 10. We'll call it the 10, a 15-yard pickup. Just outside the 10. And it's a 15-yard pickup on the first carry by Ryan Reynolds. Gets 15. First and 10, just outside the 10. There's the ball handed off, running the play this time inside the 5-yard line. Ryan Reynolds once again gets that football down to the 3, a pickup of 7 on the play. Reynolds with two carries now for 22 yards, second and 3 at the 3-yard line. Callahan wants to throw, has a big blitz on, throws it across the middle, and it's caught, and it's a touchdown. How that got through, I don't know, but it's a touchdown. Ryan, Alex Hovey catches that ball for the touchdown. 3-yard touchdown play on the first catch for Hovey and the touchdown. Callahan to Hovey, 3-yard touchdown pass, and it's 14-9, and Callahan to try the extra point. Jeremy Callahan, a 3-yard pass play as he threaded some kind of needle there, and he'll try the extra point. A 3-yard touchdown pass to Alex Hovey. Snapped, kicked. The kick is up and no good. Misses wide to the left, so the extra point missed. With the score, now Adams Central 14, Lexington 9. We'll take a timeout and have a Lexington kickoff in 30 seconds.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. After an interception by the Minutemen, they go down 28 yards and score. A 3-yard pass play, Jeremy Callahan to Alex Hovey, and the touchdown. And it's 14-9, extra point missed. 4:19 to go before halftime. Adams Central has used one of its three timeouts. Lexington has not used a timeout. We got a good one here. Adams Central 14, Lexington 9. Teams trade turnovers in the second quarter, and the Minutemen take advantage and score. And Callahan will kick off for the Minutemen. Jake Fowler, Ryan Bruna back to receive this kickoff by the Minutemen. They've tried a fake field goal and passed the shovel pass for a first down. Callahan boots this one away. Bruna at the 5-yard line, to the 10, 15-yard line, to the 20. Bruna has some running room, 25, 30, 35, 40. Bruna still with the football, still on his feet. Comes to the near sideline at about the 43. He's finally pulled down. Callahan there on the tackle, but a nice kickoff return by Ryan Bruna. From the 10 all the way up to the 42-yard line. And Adams Central with good field position right here. It's 14-9, Patriots with the lead. Kyle Goldenstein will call this play as quarterback for Adams Central at the 42-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go. Well, we'll call it the 43. Just past the 42. The hash marks here at Hastings College. You move it up to the next yard line if you're past the hash mark. So we'll call it the 43, first and 10. I formation, Goldenstein wants to throw the football. Still with the football, throws it long down the center of the field. Bruna is there. He catches it at the 23 to the 20, inside the 15-yard line. A first down there. Ryan Bruna gets behind the defense. catches that football and runs it down before he's tackled to the 12-yard line. So he moved the football 45 yards on the catch there. The catch by Bruner, the throw by Goldenstein, a 45-yard gain to the 12-yard line. First and 10 at the 12, so a big play there by the Patriots. They try to answer the Lexington touchdown with one of their own late in this first half. 3:45 to go. It's first and 10 at the Lexington 12. I formation. Reed hands off to the second man through. No running room for Fowler. He might have lost a yard. The middle of that defense for Lexington strong there. Back to the 13. There was a loss of one in the play. So Adams Central wants to run some clock and run this football in, I would imagine. They lose a yard there on first down, so it's second and 11 at the 13-yard line. Clock continues to run. 3:15 to go before halftime. Adams Central 14, Lexington 9. Big part of this football game for these two teams. Patriots can go in and score. They lead by two scores. They'll be feeling good. They'll get the football to start the third quarter. There's the toss to Fowler. Not much running room. Keeps his feet inside the 10 as he breaks through a couple tackles to about the 7-yard line. The Minutemen had Jake Fowler back near the line of scrimmage, but he got through that tackle and moved the football down to the 6-yard line, and he got 7 yards on the play, and it's going to be third down and only about 4 now for Adams Central at the 6-yard line. Creighton Reed will be the quarterback on this play. 2.5 minutes clock runs for halftime. Third and 4 about the 6-yard line of Lexington. Patriot football. Fowler and Cutiford now split backs. Reed the quarterback. Creighton Reed rolls to his left. He wants to throw. Does to Fowler. He catches the football. He gets into the end zone for a touchdown. A 6-yard touchdown play. A touchdown. Jake Fowler catching that football for the touchdown. He's caught 2 touchdown passes in this game. One from Goldenstein, one from Reed. And a 6-yard touchdown pass play. Creighton Reed to Jake Fowler. Fowler coming out of the backfield, angling toward the far sideline into the end zone. Catches that football just outside the end zone. Runs it in for the score. And Adams Central with the touchdown. It's 20-9. And Vorderstrauss will kick the extra point. Blake Overmiller, the holder here. Vorderstrauss will try the extra point. It is down. It is kicked. Again, low, but gets a little bit of altitude and straight through for the extra point by Vorderstrauss is good. So we'll take a timeout with 2:11 to go before halftime. Adams Central 21, Lexington 9, back with the Patriots kickoff in 30 seconds.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
And welcome inside the ESPN Superstation studios here. Tyson Nevronik with you for a quick ESPN game break. Let's take a look at the game going over on KHS Radio. Grand Island Northwest versus Hastings High. Grand Island Northwest got out to the early 7-0 lead. Hastings High comes back with 14 unanswered points, scoring just on 3 total offensive plays, making the score 14-7. Since then, Grand Island Northwest has scored 14 in a row, and with 5 minutes to play in the first half, it's Grand Island Northwest Vikings 21, Hastings High Tigers 14. Blaine, back to you.
Okay, thank you very much, Tyson Nevronik, and welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Adams Central now leads it 21-9. Ryan Bruner with a kickoff return got a 37-yard kickoff return, about a 33-yard kickoff return. Got the Patriots started on that last drive at their own 43, and they go in and score. Bruner also catching a long pass. That play setting the Patriots up. Creighton Reed to Jake Fowler for the touchdown. 6 yards pass play. And there's the kickoff by the Patriots. It's near the 20-yard line. A free football. And Adams Central has fallen on it. The Minutemen do not recover the football. It bounces at the 25, and Adams Central recovers the football. So the Patriots get a big break there. And recovering it is Derek Lanowski, the sophomore. The Minutemen with a brain freeze. Apparently, they let the football go on the kickoff. It's a free ball after 10 yards. And Lanowski goes down there and gets on it for Adams Central. And the Patriots, with a big play there with their kickoff team, First and 10 at the 23-yard line of Lexington. Wow, speaking of a turning point, Adams Central, with 2:08 to go, has two timeouts and the football at the Lexington 23. In the shotgun, it's Reed. Hands off to Bruna. Follows Culliford to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Ryan Bruna, a 23-yard touchdown run. Wow, in 10 seconds, the Patriots score two touchdowns. Ryan Bruna runs 23 yards for the touchdown after the Patriots recover the onside kick not fielded by the Minutemen in their own territory. Wow. Border Strauss to try the extra point. It's 27-9. 2:01 to go. The Patriots have scored two touchdowns in 10 seconds. Overmiller holds for Vorderstrauss. Ball down. It is kicked. It is up, and it is good. Vorderstrauss with his fourth straight extra point. So with 2:01 to go before halftime, it's now Adams Central 28, Lexington 9. Back with the Patriots kickoff in 30 seconds.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Wow, special teams play there as Lexington does not field that kickoff. The Patriots get on top of it. And then they hand the ball off to Ryan Bruna. He goes 23 yards for a touchdown. Adams Central scores twice within 10 seconds. Still 2:01 to go here before halftime, but it's now 28-9 Patriots. So a big turn of events late in this first half. Goldenstein to kick off. Does long this time back to the 10-yard line and out the 9-yard line to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Lexington Minuteman with a pretty good return here. Looks like running that football back, Patrick Spicer. He returns it out to the Lexington 28-yard line. So the Minutemen have three timeouts. They have 1:54. They're down now by 19, so three scores here. And the Patriots will try to play some pass defense here. 10 throws already in this game for Jeremy Callahan, and he's back in the shotgun where he's been all evening long. Hands the football off this time, and a nice hole there for Alex Hovey. He gets it out to pass the 35. Good gain there for Hovey running that football. The 28 out to the 36. He got 8 yards on the play. Second down and 2 at the 36-yard line for the Minutemen. Clock runs with 1:35 to go here before halftime. We'll see what the Minutemen have left in their season as their hopes for a playoff berth not very good coming in. Now they've been busted 28-9 here late in the first half, but they're going to try to get on the board before the end of this quarter. Running in the football's Callahan has a first down to about the 40-yard line. And it'll be first down and 10. The quarterback, Jeremy Callahan, runs it from the 36-yard line out to the 40. He picked up 4 on the play. Spot the footballs. Clock started once again. It's 1:18 to go. Chains moved. No timeouts taken yet this half by Lexington. They have it first and 10 at their own 40-yard line. Clock now started. 1:10 to go. Callahan gets the football. Here we go. Sends out 4 wide receivers. Patriots on the rush. There's a throw down the middle of the field. It's going to be knocked down incomplete. Getting over there to defend is Adam Hunt. The Minutemen can throw some receivers at you. Intended for Abe Pop, the senior. Incomplete, 2nd and 10. That stops the clock with 1:04 to go here before halftime. The 11th throw for Callahan. He's completed 6. And one throw on the fake field goal. Alex Hovey, the shovel pass, got 19 yards for the Minutemen. 2nd and 10 at their own 40. Lexington snaps that football to Callahan. Jeremy throws it to the near sideline. It's going to be caught about the 45. No, incomplete. Hit the turf and incomplete. 3rd and 10 at the 40-yard line. And now with the 3rd and 10, 54 seconds to go. Before halftime, officials have stopped play here. Clock stopped on the incompletion. the referee. I think we're going to reset the clock here. Well, maybe we'll add a little time. The officials indicating they need to put a little bit more time. That ball was incomplete. But the timekeeper may have thought it was complete and let the clock run because the play was still in bounds. They're still trying to get the clock reset. So this is not a regular Adams Central home field here. I mean, this is the usually play over at Patriot Field. This game moved tonight. The Patriot Field needs some work done to it. They call it a minute one. Now, the official's shaking his head no to that. He meant to run it down a little bit more the way it looks. So we're trying to get the proper amount of time on the clock. Officials do not have verbal communication the way it looks with the timekeeper. The official trying to indicate to someone to get this thing moved. Again, this is not where the Patriots normally play their home games, so this is a different timekeeping situation here to reset. Adams Central may need some help here to get that done. They're still wait to get the clock where the officials want it, the official time in this first half of play. So it'll get done. The clock says 101, and that's where they're going to make it, 101 to go. Now they have it straight on the scoreboard, and here we go. Third and 10 for the Minutemen at the 40. Callahan wants to throw, now keeps the football on the run to the 45. Pass midfield, has a first down, and the cornerback runs that football for a first down. Callahan runs it from his own 40 to the Adams Central 41-yard line, picked up 19 yards on the play. And it's first and 10 at the Adams Central 41-yard line. And there's a timeout by the Minutemen. They're first timeout of the first half, so we'll take a timeout with 53 seconds to go before halftime. It's Adams Central 28, Lexington 9, back in 30 seconds.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Senior Jeremy Callahan, listed at 190 pounds, big kid. Thrown for 969 yards coming in. He's also rushed for 526, so he's moving his football team here now. First and 10 at the 41-yard line of Adams Central. Callahan wants to throw. Good pass protection. Throw is going to be high and intercepted at the 35-yard line by the Patriots. To the 45-50, Buzz Niederklein to the 40. To the 35-yard line, keeps his feet, breaks out of a tackle. He's inside the 30, finally pushed out of bounds there, and a flag on the play. Buzz Niederklein with the interception. There. And Buzz Niederklein with the interception down to the 35-yard line. We'll see what the flag's all about. Niederklein got it all the way down inside the 25, but a flag on the return on the Patriots. 40 seconds here still to play. As that Niederklein returns it all the way down to the 24 on the interception. Second turnover by the Minutemen. That is the 11th interception by Callahan this season. So he's been susceptible to throwing the interception. The football moved all the way back to the 45-yard line from the spot of the foul, 15 yards on the Patriots on the block in the back. 10-yard penalty. But it's first and 10 at the 45-yard line of Lexington for Adams Central. Patriots maybe want a little more. Goldenstein across the middle. Throws that football there and catching the football for the touchdown. On the play there is Blake Overmiller. The Patriots get a touchdown pass from Goldenstein to Overmiller for the touchdown. 45 yards and Adams Central leads it now 34-9. No flags and a touchdown Patriots. Adams Central scored three touchdowns in about a minute and 40 seconds. Overmiller with the catch and touchdown there. On the third completion by Kyle Goldenstein. Another extra point try here for Chance Overmiller. Ball is about to be snapped. It is snapped. It's on the tee. Overmiller's kick is going to be short and blocked on the play, so no good. So the extra point missed there. Adams Central now with the lead with 32 seconds to go at 34-9. We'll keep it here during this changeover as Adams Central strikes again. Now has a 25-point lead here, and we're still in the first half. Blake Overmiller gets in on the act, getting the touchdown pass from Kyle Goldenstein. 45-yard touchdown pass after the interception by Buzz Niederklein. And Adams Central taking advantage of some Lexington mistakes late in this football game, recovering a kickoff deep in Lexington territory. One play, a 23-yard run by the Patriots. Then the interception by Niederklein. And after a penalty on that run back, Patriots have a 45-yard pass play right there. Kyle Goldenstein to Blake Overmiller. And the touchdown by Adams Central. The Patriots scored at the 2:11 mark, 2:01 mark. Now the 32-second mark of this contest. So three touchdowns for Adams Central in the last minute and 40 seconds or so of this contest. 32 seconds still to go in this first half of play, and Goldenstein to kick off for the Patriots. Goldenstein's kick is long, sends the Minutemen back all the way to the 5-yard line. Spicer there. Spicer still with the football, will be hit and knocked down about the 20-yard line, and that's where the Minutemen will start. They've only got two timeouts. They're now down by 25 points. This was a 14-9 football game with 4:19 to go in this quarter. Adams Central has tacked on 20 points in the last 2 minutes. And they have broken this one open. It's 34-9. It's a 25-point Patriot lead. Callahan will get the snap in the shotgun. Throws that football across the middle, and it's going to be caught. Catching the football is Ryan Reynolds. Reynolds catches it and moves it out from the 20 to the 29. Got 9 on the play. Minutemen take yet another timeout. And again, we'll keep it here during this timeout. The catch there by Reynolds. His second catch. He got 9 there. It's 2nd and a yard for the Minutemen at the 29-yard line. Adams Central with the lead 34-9. So Adams Central scored 2 touchdowns within 10 seconds of each other. And then scored at the 32-second mark here of this second quarter. Minutemen have the ball 2nd and a yard at the 19-yard line. So big plays, big pass plays, a long drive on the ground, first of all, for Adams Central. And they have pulled away here in the second quarter. Minutemen football, they still have 1 timeout left and 18 seconds. But they're at their own 29-yard line, 2nd and a yard. Callahan wants to throw, does it long across the middle. It's going to be caught and running for a touchdown. It's going to be a touchdown getting past the defenders. Ryan Reynolds, and he goes 71 yards for a touchdown. A big play for the Minutemen, and they are still in the football game. And Bill Carlin, the Adams Central coach, not happy with that. The Patriots give up a touchdown with 7 seconds to go. A 71-yard pass play. So the Minutemen stay in the football game. It's 34-15, and they're going to try maybe for 2 here. Callahan to Reynolds. As we have had now 5 touchdowns in this second quarter play. The Minutemen are going to talk it over before this try, probably for 2 here. Callahan to Reynolds, a 71-yard pass play for the touchdown. Reynolds catches that ball across the middle and out races the Patriot defenders for the touchdown. So instead of going in 34-9 Patriots, it's 34-15, and Adams Central will face the extra point or maybe try for 2 here. So this football game, not over yet. Adams Central will get that football to start the second half as they deferred winning the coin toss to start this one. Kicked off first, and they'll get it to start the second half. But Lexington comes back and says, we are not finished here yet for this season. And the touchdown pass, Callahan to Ryan Reynolds, 71-yard pass play. Minutemen come out. They're going to try for two. They missed an extra point earlier, so they're going to try for two here to get this down to 17 points. 7 seconds to go here in the first half. Over center, Callahan wants to throw does on the near side. It's going to be picked off by Fowler, so the try for two is no good here. So the try for two, no good. So we'll take a timeout with 7 seconds to go in the first half. It's Adams Central 34, Lexington 15, back with the Lexington kickoff in 30 seconds.
For sales, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
Lloyd Wilson Field High School football here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Adams Central 34, Lexington 15. We're still in the first half of this football game. 7 seconds to go. In the second quarter, we have had 5 touchdowns, all in the last 4 minutes and 12 seconds. Still 7 seconds to play, so we might have more excitement here the way things have been going. 5 touchdowns in the last 4 minutes and 12 seconds. Lexington with the last one. Jeremy Callahan to Ryan Reynolds, a 71-yard pass play and run. Try for two, no good. The kickoff is a low kick at the 20-yard line, picked up there by the Patriots. Running room for the Adams Central on the return. Cole Rosfitt on the return there past the 40-yard line. So a nice return by Rosfitt. Patriots getting great special teams play, 1 second to go, and I think the Patriots will probably say, let's put the knee down. We're going to get that football to start the second half. It's at the 42-yard line. The way this one's been going, you never know. Adams Central probably put the knee down, and we'll call this one good. Lexington out of timeouts, and Adams Central just wants to get into the halftime with this good lead, but burned late by the long pass play by the Minutemen. Over center taking the knee is Adams Central's Kyle Goldenstein. That's the end of the first half. A wild second quarter. An exciting first half. Good high school football here tonight at Lloyd Wilson Field at halftime. Adams Central 34, Lexington 15. We'll talk about this first half of football in 90 seconds.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. A tradition of respect.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field at the Osborne Family Sports Complex on the Hastings College campus. Adams Central with the lead here over Lexington at halftime, 34 to 15, as we have in that second quarter. Again, five touchdowns in this game in the last 4 minutes and 19 seconds of the first half of play. Adams Central jumped out in front in this football game. The Patriots force a three and out. Lexington got the football first, three and out for the Minutemen. They punted it away. Adams Central then got the football at their own 36-yard line. Patriots keep it on the ground exclusively. No passes in that first drive. They go 64 yards, 14 plays, have the football 5 minutes. Jake Fowler, a 2-yard touchdown run. 7-0 as Chance Vorderstrauss kicks the extra point. Adams Central 7-0, 5:06 to go. First quarter play. Patriots doing what they want to do. Keep the football out of the hands of the passing attack of Lexington. Kept it all on the ground. Had the ball about 5 minutes. Scored with 5:06 to go. The Minutemen come back and after a good kickoff return, drive down the field and kick a field goal. Jeremy Callahan kicks a 27-yard field goal. 7-3. Patriots with 1:03 to go in the first quarter. But Adams Central comes right back as Cole Rosfett with the kickoff return sets Adams Central up in good field position. And the Patriots go down on a score on a 45-yard pass play. Kyle Goldenstein to Jake Fowler. A 45-yard touchdown pass to Fowler and the run. The rest done by Fowler. Extra point good by Vorderstrauss. 14-3 Patriots after one quarter of play. Then the wild second quarter of play. The Patriots' only turnover was an interception in that first half. And the Lexington Minutemen, they got the football after the interception at the Patriot, a 28-yard line. And Jeremy Callahan to Alex Hovey, a 3-yard touchdown pass, made the score 14-9 after the missed extra point with 4:19 to go in period number two. Kyle Bruna then for the Adams Central Patriots. Excuse me, Ryan Bruna. Sorry about that, Ryan. My mistake. Ryan Bruna on the kickoff return by the Patriots. A 33-yard kickoff return sets the Patriots up at their own 43-yard line, and they go down the field and score. Creighton Reed passes to Jake Fowler for 6 yards and the touchdown. Extra point made it 21-9. And then at that point, it was 2:11 to go. It was 21-9. Patriots kicked off. Lexington did not fall on the kickoff. Adams Central fell on the football. Derek Lanowski fell on the football at the 23-yard line of Lexington as the Minutemen failed to fall on that kickoff. It's a free ball, of course, after 10 yards. Lanowski got on it for the Patriots. On the next play, Ryan Bruner ran 23 yards for a touchdown. Adams Central led 28-9 and scored two touchdowns within 10 seconds of each other. 2:01 to go, it was 28-9. The Patriots get an interception by Buzz Niederklein on the next Lexington series. Niederklein returns it into Lexington territory. A penalty sets the Patriots back, but on the first play after that interception and penalty marked off against Adams Central, Kyle Goldenstein to Blake Overmiller, a 45-yard pass play, 34-9 Patriots as they missed the extra point, 32 seconds to go in the first half. But the Minutemen weren't done. Jeremy Callahan to Ryan Reynolds, a pass across the middle that Reynolds caught in the secondary and outraced the Patriot defenders, 71 yards for a touchdown with only 7 seconds to go. The try for two was no good. And the second quarter and the first half ended with Adams Central leading 34-15 here at halftime. Again, 5 touchdowns in the final 4 minutes and 19 seconds of that first half by both these teams. And the Patriots with the lead, 34-15. But I'm sure Coach Bill Carlin is telling his troops, this is a tenuous lead here, folks. This game is not over, although it's a 19-point margin right now, 3 scores. But the Patriots, who could have been in much better shape had they not allowed that touchdown, long touchdown pass play with only 7 seconds to go. But it is 34-15, and Adams Central has taken advantage of some mistakes by the Minutemen and also some good special teams play, kickoff returns and a recovering of a kickoff deep in Lexington territory. So the Patriots have the 34-15 lead here at halftime. We'll take another timeout. When we return, we'll give you some team numbers and some individual statistics from this first half after this 90-second timeout.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group. Member FDIC.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
And before we throw it back to Blaine, got some scores for you. On our Platte River Radio family of stations on KHAS, Hastings is at Grand Island Northwest. Score at halftime is 21-14 with Grand Island in the lead. On Platte River Radio's KKPR 98.9 FM, Centura is at Gibbon. 16-0 at halftime, Centura. And then some other area score updates. Red Cloud is at Giltner. Right now the score, I guess that's in the fourth, the score is 80-8, Giltner with the lead. And then back to Blaine.
Everybody working tonight, don't we? Ty Snevrani, Stephanie Mueller, everybody's working on another Friday night. The end of the regular football season, already the ninth week of the season. Unbelievable, huh? Here we are, the end of the season. We're at halftime here of this Adams Central Lexington game. Highly entertaining high school football game. Adams Central 34 and Lexington 15 here at halftime. Adams Central with a big key in this football game, scoring three touchdowns in that second quarter play to pull away. But again, a big play late in the first half by the Minutemen made the score 34-15 here at halftime. For Adams Central, we have them up here rushing for 55 yards in the first half, 51 of those for Jake Fowler. The Patriots throwing for 196 yards into that first half of play. The Patriots have three pass catches for 45 yards in this game, one for a touchdown. Ryan Brunas caught one for 45. Jake Fowler has a 45-yard reception and for a touchdown, and a 45-yard reception for a touchdown for Adams Central's Blake Overmiller in this contest. So Patriots with 135 yards there throwing for Goldenstein. Creighton Reed has one throw for 6 yards, but that was a touchdown to Jake Fowler. Adams Central with five touchdowns in the first half of play. Jake Fowler has, let's see, run for one. Fowler has caught two for pass catches for touchdowns, so he has three touchdowns in the first half. Blake Overmiller caught a touchdown pass from Kyle Goldenstein. He has one touchdown in that first half of play for Adams Central, and Ryan Bruna has a touchdown run of 23 yards. So a lot of big plays for the Patriots. Three pass plays of 45 yards, three touchdowns for Fowler. Bruna, 23-yard run for a touchdown. Bruna had a long catch of 45 yards that set up a touchdown. Buzz Niederklein with a big interception for the Patriots. Cole Rosfett, a big kickoff return. Derek Lanowski, a kickoff recovery for Adams Central. So a lot of big plays in that first half And Goldenstein to Overmiller, 45-yard a pass play. So the Patriots, 55 on the ground, 141 through the air, 196 total yards for Adams Central. That big 71-yard pass play for the final touchdown for Lexington gave the Minutemen 164 yards of throwing the football in the first half. They rushed for 99, so the Patriots have given up 263 yards in that first half, but 71 of those coming on that last play from scrimmage for Lexington in the first half of play. So 263 total for Lexington, 196 for Adams Central. Jeremy Callahan has rushed for 45 yards to lead the way. Ryan Reynolds for 22 on two carries for Lexington. Callahan has thrown the football 14 times. He's completed 8 of those, and he has passed for 145 yards. The Minutemen also have a shovel pass on a fake field goal as Alex Hovey passed the football on the fake field goal attempt and had a completion of 19 yards to Abe Pop. And Callahan has completed 8 on the evening, the starting quarterback, as the Minutemen have 9 completions in that first half. 9 completions for 164 passing yards, 99 on the ground for Lexington here in the first half. Adams Central leads it by the score of 34-15. We'll take our final timeout here before halftime. When we return, we'll have the third quarter of play for you with Adams Central leading here 34-15. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
And back we are at Lloyd Wilson Field at the Osborne Family Sports Complex on the campus of Hastings College. High school football here tonight on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. And of a wild first half of play, as it turns out. Adams Central leads it here 34-15. The Patriots deferred on the opening toss, and so they will take the football to start this third quarter. Adams Central leading here 34-15. And after our play-by-play here tonight, as the Adams Central band makes its way off the field again, an entertaining performance as always by the Patriot band and director Tom Jaworski, and as they prep for the state competition, I believe that's tomorrow in Lincoln. So that's always a fun day for all the bands, the state competition to end the fall season of band competitions and so on and so forth. That'll be tomorrow in Lincoln, I do believe. And they are off the field. The team's now getting ready as they're getting themselves situated for the third quarter of play. After we're finished here tonight with the play-by-play, stay tuned right here on ESPN 1550 KICS. For our player of the game, we'll name the Patriots player of the game, South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, our sponsor for that. And then after that, the coach's post-game show. We hope to hear from Coach Bill Carlin of the Adams Central Patriots. Win, lose, or draw here tonight. Coach Carlin hopefully will make it up. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, all the good folks at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, our sponsor of the Coach's Postgame Show, the Coach Speaks program. Later on Platte River Radio's 1230 KHAS Radio, tune in to the CPI Mr. Tires Scoreboard Show. That'll be on after our coverage of the Hastings High Grand Island Northwest game going on this evening up in Grand Island. That game on 1230 KHAS. And the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show to follow that later this evening. I'll join Tyson Havronik back at the radio station for that program. That'll give you all the scores from around the city, the area, and the state. Final night of the regular football season, and the official football playoff pairings will be announced tomorrow morning, hopefully by mid-morning. And we'll pass them along to you. We'll know who's playing whom and where and when, and the times will be determined probably on Monday, but we'll know the pairings and all the classes tomorrow. And the playoffs start for classes C and D next Thursday, for classes A and B next Friday. So for the two Hastings teams, that means Adams Central next Friday, if they make it. And St. Cecilia is in. That'll be next Thursday, and they will be at home at Duncan Field next Thursday. So the playoffs, and follow our local and area teams on our family of stations at Platte River Radio starting next Thursday, October the 27th. Adams Central to get the football. They'll send Ryan Bruna and Jake Fowler back. It's Adams Central 34, Lexington 15. As the third quarter about to begin, Jeremy Callahan will kick off for Lexington. Adams Central had three scores in the final 2:11, scored two touchdowns within 10 seconds, and scored, in fact, three touchdowns within a minute 39 of that first half. Lexington did score last to keep themselves in the ball game, to cut it to 34-15, but they will have to play defense here. The Patriots have turned it over only once. Lexington has turned it over twice. Adams Central with 20 yards in penalties, 35 on Lexington. Third quarter about to begin. The kick by Callahan's a short kick, an onside kick, but recovered by the Patriots at the 48-yard line. So the Patriots not surprised there by the onside kick, and Connor Munger will get on that football for Adams Central on the kick receiving team. So Adams Central recovers that short kick by the Minutemen as they try to surprise the Patriots. Does not work this time. And Adams Central falls on it at the 48-yard line, their own 48, so great field position for Adams Central. They'll come out first and 10. They send Jake Fowler wide to the left. In the shotgun are the Patriots to start this one. Goldenstein hands off to Ryan Bruna, has nowhere to go and can't get out of the grasp of the tackler there. Number 58 for the Minutemen making the tackle is Jose Munoz. Back to the 45, a loss of three on the play. Adams Central would like nothing better than to keep that ball on the ground. Again, Lexington has given up a lot of yards per game on the ground. In fact, 231 coming in, but Adams Central has rushed for only 55 tonight. So the Minutemen playing much better defensively. And the Patriots lost three there at second and 13 at the 45-yard line. Creighton Reed wants to throw, does in the flat to Fowler. He catches the football, but to catch it, he has to go down to the turf. So he cannot get up and run there as the knee hits down at the 47, a pickup of only two on the play there. As the Patriots try to get it out in the flat there to Jake Fowler, the catch gets only 2 yards as Fowler hits the turf there, and it's third down and 11 at the Patriot 47-yard line. So this is not really the way the Patriots wanted to start. They wanted to control the football, run some clock, as Lexington took that momentum into the locker rooms at halftime, and Adams Central faces a third and 11 at the 47. Goldenstein now wants to throw. Good protection. A lot of protection. Goldenstein now tosses the football to Fowler. He's at the 50. Far sideline, going to be short of the first down. It's going to be fourth down from the 47 of Adams Central to the Lexington 47. A pickup of six there, but short of the first down. It's going to be fourth down. And about 5 yards to go for Adams Central at the Lexington 47-yard line to pick up a six on the short toss there to Fowler. But it'll be fourth down and five, and Cole Rosfett will drop back and punt. The Patriots keep the ball only a couple of minutes. There's the punt by Rosfett high in the air. This one doesn't look like it's going to be returned by the Minutemen. They let it go, and the Patriots will down the football inside the 20. But Lexington forces a three and out, and Adams Central will go on defense here, leading 34-15 with 9:53 to go. First and 10 at the 16-yard line. That's where the Minutemen will start their own 16 on that non-returned punt. First and 10 at the Lexington 16, 9:53 to go third quarter, 34-15 Patriots. Jeremy Callahan, the senior quarterback, in the shotgun, gets the football, drops straight back. Now we'll keep the football, has some running room. At the center of the field, met head on there at the 20, 21-yard line. Jesse Ackerman there. That was almost a helmet-to-helmet. A pickup of four on the play. At the 20-yard line, Callahan keeps it there and runs it for four, second and six at the 20. Lexington with usually three or four wide receivers out on every play. Spread to either side of the field. Keeping the football is Callahan once again. Ackerman meets him there again. Not much there as the Minutemen try to run that football from the 20. Callahan tackled by Ackerman at the 21-yard line. A pickup of one on the play, third and five. Callahan has rushed for 50 in the contest, thrown 445, third and five at the 21-yard line. Third and five at the 21 for the Minutemen. Third down play here. Callahan wants to throw, does the screen. It's going to be caught in the play. The Patriot defense is there, caught, looks like, by Ryan Reynolds, but there's going to be a loss on the play. Well, they say Joe Walker, first time in there catching the football, but a loss back from the 21 to the 18, a loss of three on the play. And the Patriots force a punt here. It's at the 18-yard line. Callahan is the punter, and he will kick it away. Fowler at his own 41-yard line. Jake Fowler to the 45, to midfield. 45, 40-yard line of Lexington. Jake Fowler with the punt return from his own 41. Two. Inside the 40, so a good return there by Fowler. Spot the football on the 40. So Adam Central will get it there. A 19-yard punt return by Jake Fowler. First and 10, Adams Central at the Lexington 40-yard line. First and 10 at the 40. Phil Truax and the Lexington Minutemen battling Bill Carlin and the Adams Central Patriots here tonight. 8:07 to go, third quarter. First and 10, Patriots. Wing back right now. I formation, hand off to Fowler. Cradles the football and gets it inside the 40. From the 40, they will spot it at the, looks like, the 37-yard line. A pickup of three for Fowler. He has rushed for 54 yards. He has scored three touchdowns, one on the ground and two in the air for Fowler. Second and seven at the 37. Creighton Reed now comes in as Reed and Goldenstein again pretty much alternating out there at quarterback, as they have all season long for the Patriots. 7.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Second and seven at the Lexington 37. Shotgun this time. Reed will hand the ball off to Ryan Bruna. Bruna to the 35, 30. 25 inside the 25. Bruna runs for a first down. Ryan Bruna on the run there from the 37 to the 23. Picked up 14 yards. And a first down for Adams Central at the Lexington 23-yard line. So Adams Central driving here, trying to drive in for another score as Goldenstein checks back in at quarterback. Patriots lead it by 19 with 7:13 to go. First and 10 at the 23 of Lexington for the Patriots. Goldenstein over center, wing back right, I formation, Fowler and Cutterford in the eye. Hand off second man through is Fowler, dances to the 15, to inside the 10. To the 10, excuse me, a first down. 13-yard pickup there for Fowler and a first down. Adams Central trying to pound it home here. 13-yard pickup to the 10, first down and goal at the 10-yard line. So the Patriots right on the 10. So they have a first and goal at the 10 after that 13-yard run by Jake Fowler. Reed at quarterback, Cutterford and Fowler in the eye. One wide receiver is over Miller. Wing back right is Bruna. Hand off to Fowler at the 10. Dances his way to about the 5. Nice move inside by Jake Fowler. from the 10, spotted at the 4, a pickup of 6, second and goal at the 4. 73 yards on the ground for Jake Fowler. Also caught 3 balls for 59 yards. Second and goal at the 4-yard line. Patriots need a helmet replaced. Jake Fowler has to come out. Looks like he's got his helmet off. Looks like he needs a little helmet recovery there, or a little banged up. Maybe around wiping Jake's face. He's okay. He just got to take a little breather on this play. It might have a little cut above the eye, but it's taken care of. Goldenstein over center. Marilyn Eye. Handoff goes to Cutifer, the fullback. Gets it to about the 2, maybe the 1. It's going to be third and goal. Kyle Cutifer on the carry there. Line of scrimmage was the 4. They move it down to... It looks like at the 2, third and goal. Third and goal from about the 2, 5:33, clock runs, third quarter, Adams Central 34-15 over the Minutemen of Lexington tonight. The red, white, and blue leading the orange and black right now. Third and goal from the 2. Reed at quarterback, I formation, 2 wide receivers, keeping the football, Creighton Reed. He goes for the goal line, but he's going to be, looks like, a little bit short. It's going to be fourth down and goal. Creighton Reed with his first carry. Reed runs for 1 there. And it's at the 1-yard line. Goldenstein will come back in. Reed will go out. Fourth and goal from the 1-yard line for Adams Central. Fourth and goal from the 1. Goldenstein in it. Quarterback Marilyn Eye. Everybody in tight. Goldenstein turns. Hands off to Fowler. Jake Fowler tries for the end zone, and he gets in there for the touchdown. But barely. Jake Fowler with his 4th touchdown. A 1-yard touchdown run, and Adams Central gets its 40th point. Touchdown Fowler. That makes it 40-15. 4:40 to go in the third quarter. That's the 4th touchdown. 2 running, 2 catching passes for Fowler. The 6th Patriot touchdown. Chance Vorderstross to try this extra point. The 125-pound junior listed at 125, and he's a little fella. The Chance has booted 4 extra points. This one's up. This one's going to be just over the crossbar. Vorderstrauss gets it over the defenders, just gets it over the crossbar and converts it for the extra point. And Adams Central leads it here 41-15. We'll take a timeout, have the Patriots kick off in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
And a quick score update before we throw it back to Blaine. Hastings High 28, Grand Island Northwest 21 in the middle of the third quarter. Back to Blaine.
Okay, Stephanie Mueller, thank you very much. Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Adams Central scores on that 1-yard touchdown run by Jake Fowler. Chance Vorderstrauss with the extra point. 41-15. Patriots with a 26-point lead. So you consider that a 4-score game. And the Minutemen, who like to throw it, are going to be pretty much in a pass-happy situation the rest of this one. As the Patriots are trying to nail this one down. 4:40 to go. And nail down a playoff spot in the process. Goldenstein kicks off. This one's off the side of the foot. Goes out of bounds at the 34-yard line of Lexington. Kyle missed that one. He booted that one off the side of his foot. It goes out of bounds at the 34-yard line. And the Minutemen are going to make the Patriots kick it over. I don't know if that's a... Well, this is a bad sign for Lexington, but the coaches who are in the box to our right, the 2 Lexington assistant coaches, they left the box and turned out the lights. They're headed for the field. They were spotting plays and working on things up here, but those Lexington coaches have left our press box up here and turn out the lights. So I don't know, maybe they're conceding. But the Minutemen haven't yet, and the five-yard penalty as Adams Central will kick off once again. And that one was out of bounds, but the kickoff there, nice kick, rolls all the way into the end zone. And the Minutemen let it go there, so after the penalty, and the first kick was out of bounds by Goldenstein. He bombs the second one. It rolls all the way through the end zone, and the Minutemen will start first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Just a kind of surprise with 4:40 to go that the Lexington coaches left us up here. It might have been something we said. I don't know, but the Minutemen down by 26 here. And they have the football. Still 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Callahan's the quarterback. The ball handed off to the running back on the play from the wide receiver position. Danny Ibarra from the wide receiver position comes across the line of scrimmage and takes that handoff. First time that he's carried the ball. From the 20, he got it up to the 24. He got four, and it's second and six. At the 24-yard line for Lexington. Again, Jeremy Callahan, the 190-pound senior. He's thrown one interception in this game. There's Callahan keeping the football. Breaks free from the tackle. 45-50. Jeremy Callahan, again, the 190-pounder. He is a load, and he has run the football pretty well tonight. First down and 10 yards to go. From his own 24 to the Patriots. 43-yard line. That was a pickup of 33 yards on the play for Callahan. Pickup of 33 and a first down at the Patriot 43-yard line. A lot of big plays and long gains in this game. Callahan keeps the football once again. Hit there near the line of scrimmage, but makes his way up to about the 40. A couple of yards there for quarterback Callahan. From the 43, they will spot it at the 40, a pickup of 3 on the play for Callahan, who's now rushed for 86 yards in this contest. Second and 7 at the 40. 3:33 to go, third quarter. Adams Central leads at 41-15. Callahan wants to throw, gets a rush, avoids one tackler, throws it on the near sideline. It's going to be incomplete. Receiver falls down, but he was open for a little bit, Joe Walker, but the pass was wide anyway. And incomplete, third and 7 at the Patriot 40. The Patriots have not been able to get a sack tonight against Callahan. They have pretty good protection. They just have not been able to get to him. So he's had some time. That one just thrown wide, and the receiver fell down anyway. In fact, Callahan has thrown the football 16 times. He's completed 9 in the game. Third and 7 at the Patriot 40. Shotgun formation. Callahan gets the high snap, has to hand the football off, and he does to Hovey. Alex Hovey, the running back. It's going to be short of the first down. It's going to be fourth down, but the Minutemen are probably going to go for it here. It's in Patriot territory. And a Patriot gets up slowly. And a right arm problem here for one of the Patriots on defense. Try to catch the number. And now all the way down to the turf goes this Patriot. Gingerly carrying the right arm or dangling the right arm. And now to the turf. Cannot quite tell who it is. We'll get that number. The run there from the 40 to the 35-yard line. Got 5 there for Hovey. It's going to be 4th down and 2, but we'll see which Patriot player on the field. Right arm there was kind of dangling at the side there of the Patriot, which could lead up to the shoulder. We certainly hope it's not a serious injury, of course, and we'll try to spot the number when the Patriot is, we hope, a little assistance off the field here. It's going to be 4th and 2 for Lexington. Now getting up, it is number 70, the senior Derek Nissen, the 200-pounder. Up now, pretty much under his own power. He seems to be okay, but Derek's going to come to the near sideline. So does not appear to be a serious injury here. Derek now kind of holding on to the right wrist. So we'll see, maybe have an update on that after the football game. Fourth down and two. The Minutemen will go for it here, down by 26. Fourth and two at the Patriot 35. Quick throw is going to be caught for, going to be close, going to be a first down, lunging forward and getting that first down. It's going to be Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds will get that first down for the Minutemen. He only needed two, and he got four. First and 10 at the 31-yard line. So Reynolds with the catch for 4 yards and a first down to the Patriot 31-yard line for the Minutemen. 41-15 Patriots. 2:44 clock runs after the sticks moved on the first down. Handoff goes to Hovey. Hovey with the good speed avoids a couple tacklers. Pull down now at the 35-yard line. 25-yard line. A pickup of 6 on the play. Hovey gets 6 there. He is rushed for 37. Caught one ball for 3 yards and a touchdown. Second and 4 at the 25-yard line. Callahan in the shotgun. Wants to throw. Does to the near side. It's caught there by Reynolds. Reynolds to the 25, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Still on his feet. Another first down. Inside the 10, the completion there. To Ryan Reynolds, first down and goal. It's inside the 10. It's at the 7. Pickup of 18 there on the catch and run there. Callahan to Ryan Reynolds, first and goal at the Adams Central 7. Well, you can't say it hasn't been entertaining. It certainly has. It's 41-15. Lexington comes right down the field. They started at their own 20-yard line at the Patriots 7. Callahan keeps the football. Flag flies. Touchdown, Callahan. But there is a flag in that area of holding. So this might be nullified. It is a hold in the Minutemen that will nullify that touchdown run by Jeremy Callahan. He got into the end zone, but it will not be a touchdown and the 10-yard penalty on the Minutemen. From the spot of the foul, 10 yards on the hold on Lexington. And that hold was at the 10. It moves it back to the 20. So it's first and goal at the 20-yard line for the Minutemen. 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which the officials say was the 10, moves it back to the Adams Central 20. First and goal at the 20 for the Patriots on defense here. Lexington with the football. First and goal. Handoff goes to Hovey. Comes this way. Near sideline. Going to be pulled down. Buzz Niederklein with the tackle. Not much there for Hovey. Joe Walker. He gets up limping now. Walker's first carry. And no gain. Second and goal at the 20. So Joe Walker with the run there. No gain. Second and goal at the Patriot 20. 1:30 clock runs third quarter. Hovey in the backfield there. Stands next to quarterback Jeremy Callahan. Second and goal at the Patriot 20. Callahan wants to throw. Good protection. Throws it across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Intended for the wide receiver Ryan Reynolds. Incomplete. 19 throws for Callahan. He's completed 11. Third and goal at the 20. Adams Central on defense. Lexington third and goal at the 20. 1:15 to go. Or is that 1:16? There's a bulb out on the scoreboard. Anyway, it's third and goal at the 20. Callahan in the shotgun gets the football. Of course, wants to throw here. Does wide of the intended receiver, Danny Ibarra. Incomplete, fourth and goal at the 20. Well, this might be the last gasp here for the Minutemen with 1:12 to go in the third quarter. They're down by 26. And it's fourth and goal here at the 20. Fourth and goal here from the 20. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. The back, Hovey, in the backfield with Callahan. Callahan gets the football, drops straight back. Wants to throw at the 30-yard line. Throws it into the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. Knocked down by Jake Fowler, intended for Ryan Reynolds. And it's incomplete, and Adams Central will take over on downs at their own 20-yard line. The incompletion there. The throw to Reynolds. Fowler on the coverage. Knocked it down incomplete. Adam Central takes over on downs. First and 10 at their own 20-yard line. With 1:03 to go here in the third quarter. 41-15 Patriots. Now Adam Central will try to control that football. Keep it on the ground. Chew clock. And let's get out of here with a victory. Say the Patriots, I'm sure. Adam Central comes out. Bruner wide to the right. Blake Overmiller wide to the left. The eye formation, Fowler and Cutterford in the tail of the eye. Quarterback Goldenstein hands to Fowler to the 20. 25, 30, 35-yard line pushed out of bounds. Jake Fowler is just so quick. He can get a step on you, and you'll be looking at his behind if you're a defender, because he can really move away from you in a hurry. From the 20 out to the 34-yard line, a pickup of 14 for Fowler, and he has rushed for now 87 yards in the contest. Scored four touchdowns, two by the run, two by the throw tonight for Fowler. First and 10 at the 34-yard line. Wing back right, eye formation. Creighton Reed hands off to Fowler. Not much there for Jake. And slam down to the turf. Somebody hits the turf hard. Might have been Jake Fowler. 45 seconds to go. Out to the 35. Short gain of one for Fowler. And it's going to be second down and 9 for Adam Central with their own 35. Patriots don't care about that. They would just like to get some first downs, keep the clock running. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. This will probably be the last play of the quarter. If the Patriots keep it on the ground, they stay in bounds, and there's no penalties or turnovers. Out they come, two wide receivers out. Goldenstein, the quarterback, 13 and counting in the third. Hand off to Fowler, 35, 40, pulled down there. And about six there, and that's going to be the final play of the third quarter. That will be the end of the third quarter. Adams Central gets the only score of the third quarter. And after three, Adams Central 41, Lexington 15, back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Hastings College, a place where you can learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Welcome back to our fourth quarter here tonight. Adams Central and Lexington here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Adams Central 41, Lexington 15. Fourth quarter about to begin. Patriot football, third and four at the 40-yard line. So Adams Central faces a third down and four. And there's a flag before Goldenstein can get this play called. Buzz Niederklein is in there at fullback for Kyle Cutterford, and Jake Fowler's in the tail of the eye, offside on Lexington. 5 yards, and that should be a first down. So the Patriots will get a gift and get a first down. A 5-yard offside penalty on the Minutemen, first and 10 at the Patriot 45-yard line. Only one score in that third quarter after that wild 5-touchdown second quarter. Patriots get it on the 1-yard Jake Fowler run, 41-15. First and 10, Patriots at their own 45. Quarterback is Creighton Reed. Hand off to Fowler. Not much there for Jake. Falls forward, maybe for two. Second and long coming up for Adams Central. Fowler approaching 100 yards rushing. Got only one there. Second and 9 at the 46-yard line. 94 yards for Jake Fowler. And again, he's caught four balls for 59 yards. So about 150 yards of offense from Jake Fowler. Second and 9 at the 46-yard line. Bruner wide to the right. Overmiller wide to the left. I formation. faking and wanting to throw as Golden's he does across the middle, incomplete. That one might have been intended for the tight end, Jesse Ackerman, but incomplete. Goldenstein's 4 out of 5. First incompletion for Kyle tonight. He's 4 out of 5. Creighton Reed is 2 out of 2. Patriots 6 out of 7 throwing the football. 2 touchdowns also. 2 touchdown catches for Jake Fowler. 3 touchdown pass plays. 2 throws for touchdowns for Goldenstein. 1 for Creighton Reed. In this game. Second, 3rd and 9 at the 46. Reed wants to throw near sideline in the air. Incomplete intended for Blake Overmiller. A little wide of Blake on his sideline shoulder there, and it's going to be 4th down, and the Patriots will punt. So Reed on the throw there, his first incompletion. So it's 4th down and 9 at the 46-yard line. So 4th down and 9 yards to go at the 46-yard line. Punting Rosfett almost blocked. Just got that one away. There's a flag on the play as Rosfett, the punter, goes down. Ryan Reynolds running the football back on this punt. Past the 30 for Lexington, but this might be roughing the punter. It is a personal foul, roughing the punter. So Adams Central will retain the football on the roughing the punter penalty on the Lexington Minutemen. Wow. The Patriots will keep that football, and they can run some more clock with 11:04 to go in the ballgame. It was a 4th down and 9 at the 46. And the mark off 15 yards will make it 1st and 10 at the Lexington 39-yard line. 65 yards in penalties on the Minutemen tonight as I have it. The Patriots whistled for 25 yards in penalties. 1 turnover on Adams Central, 2 on the Minutemen. The ball moved all the way down to the Lexington 39, 1st and 10 Patriots after that 15-yard roughing the punter penalty. Adams Central will keep the football. Cutiford back in at fullback. Hand off Goldenstein to Fowler. Jake Fowler inside the 39-yard line. They will spot that football at the 36. He got 3 on the play. Fowler now with 97 yards unofficially. I'm usually pretty close, folks, on these stats, you know. So, 3 there for Fowler. Overmiller wide left. Fowler wide right. Excuse me, Fowler in the tail of the eye. Bruno wide right. Fowler gets the football at the 35 to about the 30. That's going to be close to a 1st down. Looks like Fowler got 6 on the play. 3rd and 1 at the 30. That puts Jake over 100 yards, 103, as Goldenstein will get the play from Bill Carlin and the offensive folks. For Adams Central, 3rd and 1 yard at the 30. Adams Central knocks some clock off here. 9:40 clock runs. Patriots with the big advantage, 41-15. They're going to end this regular season 6-3 and await their playoff pairing tomorrow morning. Fowler has a 1st down on the run. 1st and 10. Jake Fowler from the 30 down to about the 22-yard line. A pickup of 8 there and a 1st down. 1st and 10 at the Lexington 22. So the Patriots offensive line, mainly tonight it's been Zach Bramble, Derek Nissen, Lathan Schmidt, Kevin Holland, Nate Heinrichs, Jesse Ackerman, the tight end. They've been pushing the Minutemen back in this second half, rushing for 55 in the first half, the Patriots. They had some big plays, though, in that first half. Fowler gets it to the 20, to the 15. Jake Fowler finally tripped up inside the 15. Close to another 1st down, about 10 yards on the play. We'll see if that's a 1st down. Jake Fowler with the run there. It's down to the 12, and it's at the 12, and let's see. The The stick's still at the 22. Now they need to move, and they do move the sticks down on the first down to the 12-yard line. A 10-yard pickup, just enough for the first down for Fowler. First and 10 at the 12 now for Adams Central. Patriots going to use every second of the time clock here, 8:42 to go. Now they snap the football, Goldenstein, and maybe they didn't get it off. Adams Central trying to use all of the clock on these running plays to keep it running and snap it at the last possible second. But this one's illegal procedure, so they did get it off in time. But movement along the line will be 5 yards on the Patriots. First down and 15 at the Lexington 17-yard line. So Adams Central will go to 6-3 on the season. Lexington will close their season at 3-6. 5 yards penalty on the Patriots. First and 15 at the 17. And Adams Central will be in the Class B playoffs, barring some kind of monumental craziness overnight. Pairings to be released tomorrow in all the classes. Playoffs start next Thursday and Friday. Goldenstein, the quarterback, turns. Hands the ball off to Buzz Niederklein, running from the tailback position. Niederklein inside the 15. Finally shoved out of bounds there, but Niederklein got about five. It's at the 13, a pickup of four, second and 11. Second and 11 at the 13-yard line. So 4 yards there for Buzz Niederklein. It's at the 13, second down and 11 yards to go for Adams Central. Clock continues to, Niederklein knocked out of bounds, Clock not running. 8:07 to go. Niederklein was tackled out of bounds. Second and 11 at the 13. Creighton Reed, handoff to Bruna. Bruna from the wing back to the 10-yard line, inside the 10, maybe to the 9. Ryan running the football for the fourth time tonight. He's rushed for about 20 yards now. They'll call this one at the 9, a pickup of 4, 3rd and 7. 3rd and 7 at the 9-yard line of Lexington. Just inside the 10, but we'll call it the 9. 7:35, clock continues to run in this fourth quarter. Adams Central 41, Lexington 15. 3rd and 7, Patriots at the 9. In the shotgun is Kyle Goldenstein. Hands it off to Cutifer. No, keeps the football. Goldenstein to the 5. Dances his way, dives for the end zone and gets there. Kyle Goldenstein with a 9-yard touchdown run. And Adams Central has its 47th point. Kyle Goldenstein kept that football out of the shotgun and ran 9 yards for the score. And it's 47-15 Patriots, and that will be the final proverbial nail in the old coffin. Vorderstrauss, Chance Vorderstrauss, to try the extra point. Goldenstein, 9-yard touchdown run on his first carry of the night. Vorderstrauss lines this one straight through for the extra point. And with 7:19 to go in the ball game, Adams Central 48, Lexington 15, back with the Patriots kickoff in 30 seconds.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
And real quick, a score update. Hastings High, 34. Grand Island Northwest, 28, with 5 minutes and 34 seconds left to play. Blaine?
Thank you, Stephanie Mueller. Boy, Adams Central having a good one here. Hastings High having a good one. Northwest up there, 34-28 Tigers. 5 minutes to go. We've got 7:19 to go, but this one's not close. 48-15. Patriots as Goldenstein kicks off. Another boomer by Kyle back to the 5-yard line. Spicer there for the Lexington to the 10. Almost pulled down by Lexington, by Buzz Niederklein. Spicer got out of that tackle, and he's finally pulled down. Patrick Spicer got out of the tackle by Buzz Niederklein. But he is then pulled down at about the 13-yard line. At the 13. So the Patriots will have a 6-3 season with those only losses to three outstanding teams. Number one and number two, McCook and Crete. And then the one-point loss to Aurora when the Patriots could not convert a two-point conversion at the end of the game. They're that close to being an undefeated team. But some great football teams have beaten Adams Central. 28-27, they lost to Aurora. Crete beat them by 16 at Patriot Field on September 16th. And then a loss last week, 24-21 at McCook for Adams Central. So Adams Central thrilled, I'm sure, with this football season, which is going to continue next week in the first round of the playoffs next Friday. Out come the Minutemen, keeping the footballs. Callahan, the quarterback, on the option to Reynolds. Reynolds out to about the... The line of scrimmage was the 19 is where the Minutemen start, and Reynolds got only a yard that time. Excuse me, it was Alex Hovey. Pardon me. Hovey to the 20 got a yard to the Lexington 20-yard line. Second and 9, Minutemen. Callahan, the quarterback, wants to throw, does across the middle. It's caught. Catching the football and running it is Ryan Reynolds. He'll get it out to about the 27-yard line. From the 20, they move it out to the 28-yard line, a pickup of 8. It's going to be third down and a yard to go. The catch there by Reynolds. He's caught 5 balls now. 105 yards in reception and a Patriot on down on the field with 6:22 to go. Boy, you don't want an injury now, this late in the game and this wide a margin. As we saw last night in that St. Cecilia game at Sutton. Phil Hamburger getting injured late in that contest when the Patriots were playing defense. And St. Cecilia had the lead last night. But somebody down there for the Patriots on the field. Still 6:22 to go as both teams have their first units in. Jesse Ackerman now gets up with a little help. Kind of, he's holding a little bit to his... In his back, he got a little stinger there in the back. I don't know for sure, but he seems to be okay. Coming off under his own power, Jesse Ackerman. He'll be all right. Jesse's got like a zillion tackles this year. He leads the team in tackles and maybe the leader in the whole area in tackles this year. But he'll take a little breather here, and he may be sitting the rest of this one out. We'll see, but he seems to be okay. There's a handoff running the football, trying to get the first down by the Minutemen. Looks like they might have gotten it. It's a big running that football. Looked like Bubba Rasick, a senior, 185-pounder, kind of the big fella in there with his first carry, eligible to run that football. And he got a first down on the one-yard pickup to the 29-yard line, so a first down for the Minutemen. Callahan wants to throw this time. Gets away from one tackle. Still has it long down the field near sideline. It's going to be incomplete. Intended for Trevor Miller, but incomplete. Second and 10, Minutemen at their own 29-yard line. So the Minutemen not giving up here. They're trying to get on the board at least one more time. They haven't scored this half. They had a couple touchdowns in that second quarter. One after the Patriots' only turnover and a field goal. Second and 10 at the 29. Callahan gets the football. Wants the throw for the Minutemen. Now has no receiver. Now finds one near side and heaves it up. It's going to be incomplete. Intended for Ibarra. Back there to defend is Derek Lanowski. Lanowski on the defense there. Third and 10 at the 29-yard line. 24 throws for Jeremy Callahan. 12 completions in the game. Third down and 10, Minutemen at their own 29-yard line. 5:39 to go. Of course, the Minutemen throwing that football and the incompletions, the clock stopped. The Patriot lead is 33. So we're not to that 35-point running clock. It's third down and 10. Callahan wants to throw. Heaves another one. Far sideline. In the air. Picked off by the Patriots. Far sideline. The interception there by Adams Central's Blake Overmiller. Overmiller on the interception. The second of the night for the Patriots. Blake Overmiller on the interception on the far sideline. And Adams Central takes over there on the Blake Overmiller interception. First and 10, Adams Central at their own 38-yard line. With 5:29 to go, and Adams Central, if they can get maybe one first down, they can run out this clock. Stay tuned after we're done with the play-by-play here. We're not finished here at Lloyd Wilson Field. We'll have the Player of the Game program. We'll name our Patriot Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating. Then after that, the Coach's Post-Game Show, The Coach Speaks, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply. Maryland I, Patriots going to pound. They fumble the football, but back on it is the quarterback. And the Maryland I, the handoff looked like going to Kyle Cutifer, but there was the connection not made there, and Kyle Goldenstein had to fall on the football. Back on the 35, so a loss there of 3 on the play. Second and 13, Adams Central at their own 35. Clock will run with 5 minutes to go. Say a first down here or two, and this Patriot team can run it out, but a loss of 3 on first down. Maryland I, the Patriots will take as long as they can before snapping the football. Let the time clock run down. And the ball off. Patriots run the ball for a short gain. Looks like Buzz Niederklein is... Jake Fowler on the near sideline. He's not going to be out there on offense probably anymore tonight. He's out of there. Niederklein got it to the 36, picked up a 1 on the play. Third and long, third and 12. Patriots at their own 36, 4:22. Clock runs, fourth quarter. 48-15, Adams Central. No scoring this half for Lexington. That late touchdown, the 71-yard pass play, was the last score for Lexington. They have not scored this half. Handoff goes to the tailback. Still running the football. Buzz Niederklein with a little power. He follows his offensive line and moves it out. He might have at about 11 yards out to the 47. Fourth and 1 at the 37. Niederklein got 11. He needed 12. But a nice run there by Buzz Niederklein. Fourth and 1 yard now at the 47-yard line. For Adams Central, and Cole Rosfett will punt. 3:40, clock continues to run in this fourth quarter. There's the punt by Rosfett. Nice punt near sideline. No return coming up. This ball will bounce inside the 10. Will bounce out of bounds about the 8-yard line. Rosfett has done a good job of punting the football tonight. So Lexington will start there, first and 10. At their own 7. 3:29. To go in the ball game, we'll call it the 8-yard line for Lexington. First and 10 at the 8. 3:29 to go. We'll see if the Minutemen will take a timeout here. The Minutemen are going to take a timeout before this one starts, so we'll take one. With 3:29 to play, Adams Central 48, Lexington 15, back in 30 seconds.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
3:29 to go as we're back at Lloyd Wilson Field at the Osborne Family Sports Complex on the Hastings College campus. Lexington will get the football first and 10 at the 8-yard line. On that punt by Cole Rosfett and no return. First and 10 at the 8. And we have another quarterback in the football game for the Minutemen. It's going to be Trevor Miller. Trevor Miller, who's played some quarterback this year, will keep the football, run the football to the 10, pass the 15, pushed out of bounds about the 17-yard line. Looks like about 9, second and 1 at the 17. So Trevor Miller, who's played some quarterback this season, picks up 9 there. Second and 1 at the 17-yard line. So Callahan's out of there. He rushed for 86 yards and threw the football also in this game for Lexington. We'll get his totals on that here in a minute. Miller will throw it across the middle. It's going to be dropped incomplete. Third down and a yard at the 17-yard line for Lexington. That incompletion there. 3:15 to play. 48-15 Patriots. This one in hand. Adams Central will win it. They'll be 6-3. Lexington will close their season at 3-6. Patriots will be in the playoffs starting 1 week from tonight. Class B and A playoffs next Friday. Miller, the quarterback, gets the football. Quick throw to one of the wide receivers at the 20-yard line. Olnowski with the tackle there on the completion there. Mitchell Wheelock getting that football on the throw there. Get it to the 20, first down and 10 for the Minuteman. To the 20-yard line. First and 10 at the 20 for the Minutemen with 3:05 clock runs in the third quarter. Trevor Miller is the quarterback now for Lexington. From the shotgun, gets the football, wants to throw. The blitz is on by Rosfett. There's the completion out there to the running back for Lexington. Eric Lemus once again catches his second ball. Got four on the play. Second down and six at the 24 as we'll play the final 2:35. Second and six at the 24-yard line. So Lexington not going to deviate from their pass offense. Now here's a run on the play. Running the football. Nice run on the play. Looks like Joe Walker on the run. Moved it from the 24-yard line for a first down past the 30. Up to the 34-yard line. A pickup of 10 there for Walker. And a first down and 10. At the 34-yard line of Lexington. Again, the Patriots have shut out the Minutemen here in the second half, 48-15. Miller, the quarterback, 2:17. Clock continues to run. First and 10 Minutemen at their own 34-yard line. Trevor Miller, the quarterback, hands the football off. Running the football behind the pile, still on his feet, running that ball. He is Eric Lemus. Lemus runs the football. It was a first and 10 at the 34. It's up to the 40-yard line. It's a pickup of six on the play for Lemus. As the Minutemen take another timeout, we'll keep it here during this timeout, give you a chance to kind of get caught up on this football game. A wild first half. Adams Central led it 34-15 at halftime. Adams Central scored on a 2-yard run to start this game. They go 14 plays, 64 yards, have the ball 5 minutes in the first quarter. Jake Fowler on that drive, they have it 5 minutes, 2-yard run, 7-0 Patriots. Jeremy Callahan kicked a 27-yard field goal for Lexington in the first quarter, 7-3 Patriots. Also in the first quarter, after Cole Rosfett kickoff return sets the Patriots up, Kyle Goldenstein to Jake Fowler, the pass and run 45 yards, 14-3 Patriots after one quarter of play. In the second quarter, Jeremy Callahan, after a Patriot turnover, their only turnover, an interception by Adams Central, Jeremy Callahan to Alex Hovey, 3-yard pass play. It was 14-9 Patriots with 4:19 to go in the second quarter. Lexington comes out here second and four at the 40-yard line. Keeping the footballs, Miller. Trevor Miller, maybe a yard on the play. It's going to be third down coming up. 1:45, 1:44, clock continues to run. It's going to be third down and three at the 41-yard line. Trevor Miller, the quarterback, from the shotgun, wants to throw. Rolls to his right. He's going to be pulled down on the play. Adams Central with its first sack. Looks like Jesse Lincoln. Is that Jesse Lincoln, number 50? It is, the 220-pound sophomore Jesse Lincoln with the tackle on Trevor Miller. Back all the way to the 29-yard line, a loss of 12 on the play. So fourth down and 15 yards to go for the Minutemen at their own 29. Minutemen take another timeout, but we'll keep it here again during this timeout. 1:18 to go. They face a 4th and 15. With the score 14-9, Adams Central with 4:19 to go in the second quarter. Then a flurry of touchdowns. Ryan Bruna has a good kickoff return after that score by Lexington. It was 14-9 after the Minutemen scored. Bruna with a big kickoff return of 33 yards. And Creighton Reed passed to Jake Fowler, a 6-yard touchdown play. It was 21-9 Patriots with 2:11 to go in the third quarter. The Patriots then recover the kickoff. The Minutemen do not field the kickoff, and Derek Lanowski gets down for the Patriots, recovers the kickoff, and on the next play, Ryan Bruna, a 23-yard run, made it 28-9. The Patriots scored 2 touchdowns within 10 seconds. Adams Central then had an interception, and Kyle Goldenstein to Blake Overmiller, a 45-yard touchdown play. Adams Central led 34-9 with 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. Throwing the football, this one's going to be picked off. Interception on fourth down by Adams Central's Patrick Herman. Interception, Patrick Herman, the third interception for Adams Central. And the Patriots get it on the interception by Patrick Herman as the second unit defense in there for Adams Central with 1:12 to go. Herman with the interception at the Lexington 40. Adams Central will get it there. And they'll run a couple plays and run out this clock. So Adams Central will send in. They'll try to find 11 guys that want to go in there and play. And Adams Central's going to have to take a timeout. Bill Carlin's got to get his second unit out there on offense. Trying to find 11 guys who want to play here the final minute and 12 seconds because the first unit's out of there, and the Patriots are going to win this football game. And so Adams Central takes a timeout. They'll gather their forces here in the contest. And the Lexington Minutemen will end their season at 3-6. Adams Central will go to 6-3 and advance to the playoffs. At this moment, Adams Central has 314 yards of total offense in the contest, 165 rushing, 149 passing on the evening. The Patriots led it 34-15 at halftime. Jake Fowler scored a touchdown in the third quarter. The only score of the third made it 41-15, and Kyle Goldenstein, a 9-yard touchdown run here in the fourth. Patriots with the 48-15 lead. They have shut out. They have shut out the Minutemen in this second half. So out comes Adams Central, and they're going to send out Tyler Kierkegaard. Tyler Kierkegaard is going to be the quarterback. Maryland I, the Patriots will have to run a couple plays here. Kierkegaard is the quarterback. The Maryland I, everybody in tight. Handoff goes to the tailback, running the football for a few yards on the play. We'll try to catch the number. Derek Lanowski. Derek said he's made some tackles. He's played some defense. He's recovered a kick, not an onside kick, but a kick, and he gets 3 yards of rushing there. So a pretty good night for Derek Lanowski in special teams and for the Patriots here tonight, and he gets 3 yards there. Adams Central out again in the Maryland eye. Quarterback's Kierkegaard, handoff to yet another tailback. Excuse me, Lanowski once again. His knee goes down about the 32, which will be the last play of the contest. But Lanowski runs for 3 on that other carry and runs for another 6 here, so he's rushed for 9 yards. That's going to be maybe the last play. The Patriots, this unit in the huddle here, they want to maybe run one more play because they haven't had a chance to run too many here. The final 10 seconds, they'll probably get it off here. Third and a yard at the 31-yard line, and now too many players on the field for Adams Central. So it's going to be a flag. The Patriots have too many guys on the field, an illegal substitution. So that's going to move the football back to about the 36-yard line on the 5-yard penalty on Adams Central. And too many guys on the field there. 3 seconds to go, and the Patriots have the ball back on the 36-yard line. 3rd and 6 at the 36. And they'll have to snap it now. They will get the snap off now after the penalty. 3rd and 6 at the 36. This will be the last play of the ball game. 3 seconds to go. Kierkegaard, Tyler Kierkegaard over center. Maryland I. Tyler will get the football. He'll hand the football off to the running back. Running the football, final play of the game is Eric Holston, a sophomore. Eric will be pulled down, and that's going to be the final play of the football game. And the Adams Central Patriots have won it, and they end their regular season at 6-3 with the Class B playoffs starting next Friday night. The final score, Adams Central 48, Lexington 15. We'll talk about this one in 90 seconds.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drugstores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Okay, welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Adams Central wins it over Lexington by the score of 48-15. The Patriots at 6-3 in the regular season. The Minutemen will close at 3-6. Adams Central with the Jake Fowler 2-yard touchdown run led 7-0. Jeremy Callahan, a 27-yard field goal, 7-3 Patriots. Kyle Goldenstein to Jake Fowler, 45-yard pass play in the first quarter, 14-3 Patriots. A 5-touchdown second quarter. Adams Central scores with 4:19 to go. Lexington scores. Jeremy Callahan to Alex Hovey, 3-yard pass play. 14-9 Patriots with 4:19 to go in the second quarter. But the Patriots then score 3 touchdowns in a minute and 39 seconds. Creighton Reed to Jake Fowler, a 6-yard pass play with 2:11 to go. Ryan Bruna, a 23-yard touchdown run after a Derek Lanowski recovery of the kickoff by the Patriots, as Lexington does not fall on it. Lanowski does for Adams Central. Next play, Ryan Bruner runs 23 yards. Patriots lead 28-9. They score 2 touchdowns in 10 seconds. Their 3rd touchdown in a minute and 39 seconds was after an interception. Kyle Goldenstein, a TD pass to Blake Overmiller, covering 45 yards. Patriots, just like that, go from 14-9 to 34-9. But Jeremy Callahan to Ryan Reynolds, a 71-yard pass play. Lexington scores with 7 seconds to go in the half. It was 34-15 Patriots at halftime. But Adams Central shuts out Lexington in the second half. Minutemen do not score. Adams Central adds touchdown runs by Jake Fowler of 1 yard, Kyle Goldenstein of 9. Adams Central wins it 48-15. Unofficially, we have Adams Central rushing for 177 yards, throwing for 149, 326 total yards in the contest. 121 yards on the ground for Jake Fowler. Kyle Goldenstein completes 4 passes in 5 attempts. Creighton Reed, 2 in 3 attempts for those 149 total yards of passing by the Patriots. Jake Fowler rushes for 2 scores, catches passes for 2 more. He scores 4 touchdowns. Ryan Bruner runs for a touchdown, and Blake Overmiller catches a touchdown pass for Adams Central. Kyle Goldenstein runs for a touchdown. Jake Fowler with 5 touchdowns, 3 on the ground, and 2 through the air for Jake Fowler in this contest. And Adams Central with the victory here tonight. 4 touchdowns for Fowler. Jake Fowler, 4 touchdowns on the night. 1 for Kyle Goldenstein, 1 for Blake Overmiller on the pass play. So the Patriots win it by the score of 48-15 in this contest. And they end the regular season at 6-3. And they will be in the Class B playoffs coming up 1 week from tonight in Class B. The official pairings released tomorrow morning. That will do it for the play-by-play. Stay tuned. We'll have the player of the game and the coach's post-game show here from Lloyd Wilson Field. Again, the final score, Adams Central 48, Lexington 15. Stay tuned. The player of the game show is up next.
This high school football play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's post-game show on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Adams Central wins it 48-15 over the Lexington Minutemen. Patriots blank the Minutemen in the second half after leading 34-15 at halftime. Four touchdowns in the game for Jake Fowler offensively. Kyle Goldenstein passes for a touchdown, in fact, for two touchdowns. Ryan Bruner runs for a touchdown for the Patriots, and Goldenstein also runs for a touchdown. So four for Fowler, one on the ground for Goldenstein. He passes for two in the contest, and Bruner also with a touchdown run. Adams Central rolling up about 320 yards of total offense in the contest, but they do give up 465, of course, unofficially. 265 on the ground and 200 through the air for the Minutemen, and that's probably not a correct figure, that 265 on the ground, maybe 165. Do not have the official stats, so probably closer to 165 and 365 total for the Patriots. We'll take a timeout and name our player of the game after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. The Patriots win it 48-15 tonight, and four touchdowns for Jake Fowler on the night for the Patriots, and we'll give our player of the game to Jake. He's won a lot of them for the Patriots this year, and we'll have to give him another one. He scores four touchdowns. He rushes for 121 yards. He catches four passes for 59 yards in the contest, and so Jake Fowler, the junior, will be our player of the game tonight as Adams Central wins it by the score of 48-15. So Jake Fowler, our player of the game. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show's up next.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show up next on ESPN Radio 1550, KICS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
This is the Coach's Postgame Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Welcome back to Lloyd Wilson Field. Blaine Bulis with you. High school football is over here this evening. The play-by-play. Adams Central wins it over Lexington by the score of 48-15. We hope to have Coach Bill Carlin come up here. He's trying to make his way up. He's meeting and greeting some former players and the fans here tonight as the Patriots conclude another regular season but win this football game by the score of 48-15. Led at 34-15 at halftime. Shut out the Minutemen in the second half and tack on a couple of scores of their own. A lot of big plays in this game. A lot of excitement in the contest. A big second quarter for both these teams. 5 touchdowns in the second quarter. Patriots score 3 times within a minute 39 late in the first half. 2 times within 10 seconds. And lead at 34-15 at halftime and win the football game by the score of 48-15. Looks like Coach Carlin is making his way up to the booth here. We'll take our timeout. When we return, we'll have a little chat with Coach Bill Carlin of Adams Central right after this on the Coach Speaks Show.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Lloyd Wilson Field. Bill Carlin has joined us, the head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots, after the Patriots conclude their regular season with a 48-15 victory over the Lexington Minutemen here tonight. Well, I tell you, Coach, it was a battle. Battle all the way. Exciting first half, especially that second quarter, but a battle, but your kids come out on top. I know that you've been smiling quite a bit after this game. This was a tough foe tonight. Lexington brings a lot to the table, don't they? They're a tough ball club.
They really do, and they got great athletes and great numbers with their kids. They got good size and speed, and their offensive package is really tough to defend and keep under control. But I thought the second half, our kids did a great job there. First half, you know, I thought at times we played really well, but we gave up one big play was all, and that was pretty good, really, considering the package that they put together out there. So overall, I was pretty pleased with our defense, and I thought our offense did an adequate job keeping the ball away from them.
Yeah, I know going in, you wanted to try to keep that football on the ground. That was your first drive. It was all without a pass, and then you started putting the football in the air. So the kids mixed it up pretty well. You had a good game plan, I think, Coach, going in here, and you tried to implement it. And for the most part, it worked. You got some big plays throwing the football, and you also ran the football well, too. So offensively, pretty good job, though, I'd say.
I was pretty pleased, yeah. I thought we threw very efficiently, and we wanted to kind of get our running game started first and get that going and try to get their secondary coming up to help because they do play a lot of man, and we were able to slip our running backs out in the flat. Jake Fowler caught a nice pass and made a nice run, and then they were playing some man coverage in the secondary, and we were able to run some routes to get some guys open deep, and we were able to deliver the ball. So I was really pleased with the way the kids responded and the way they played.
But Coach, with 4:19 to go in that second quarter, Patriots are ahead 14-9 after the Lexington touchdown. They missed the extra point. Then you get a big kickoff return and score, and then you get a kickoff that's recovered down here in Lexington territory that they don't fall on, just a lapse by them. Derek Lanowski recovers that one. You score within 10 seconds of each other and then get an interception and score again on a big pass play. Real key part of the game, you score 3 touchdowns in a minute 39, but some heads-up play by your kids, and recovering that onside kick was really a big play. Not onside kick, recovering the kick was a big play.
Yeah, it really was. You know, it just gave us a lot of punch there where we scored that point. It gave us that cushion that we needed, and that way we could play a little bit more conservative in our secondary. We didn't have to play quite so tight on them and stuff. We could make them go the long field with short passes and burn time, and we were able to burn time as we had the ball. So that was a key part of the game, is obviously the difference in the ball game.
Yeah, those 3 touchdowns in there, and after the interception for a touchdown there, after the kickoff return, I believe, also, and recovering the kick, you score in the very next play both those times, a couple of touchdowns. Key part there, you didn't let Lexington gather themselves on defense. You score on the very next play on 2 of those scores of that flurry of 3, so that was a big part of this too.
Yeah, it really was, you know, and that's just our kids making great reads and doing a good job, and you hope to give them enough reps during the week that they see things and read them right and everything. And I was actually kind of thinking we might get a fullback out in the flat on it, but we were able to get over the top. So you got to give our kids credit for making those plays.
All right, Coach. You have that lead then, and they score with 7 seconds to go. And Coach Carlin was not a real happy camper at that point. And then you went into halftime, shut him out in the second half. So what was adjusted maybe at halftime? What did you do at halftime to shut him out in the second half?
Well, we were upset a little bit with that pass that we should have been going to knock the ball down instead of the interception and either hit the man or knock the ball down, and that was just a misplay by our DB. And then we just talked at halftime about getting lined up better. They were going at a fast tempo with their no huddle, and we have so many kids that have to play both ways. We had a few kids injured, and so that made a situation where we had to play a lot of kids that were playing a lot of minutes. So we were a little bit tired there at times. I think it showed a little bit at times, but I thought our defense kind of rose to the occasion and made the plays when they had to.
They did in the second half for sure, Coach. You had some big plays on both sides of the ball, and defensively the second half you shut them out. If you can shut anybody out in a half, you'd be in pretty good shape, and you tack on a couple touchdowns. But yeah, but the Lexington, their offense keeps pressure on you, don't they, Coach? That no huddle, and Callahan's a pretty big kid. He's a load.
He is. He's 6'3", 195, and the Javi kid that lines up beside him runs a 10.6, 10.700, and the Reynolds kids that caught the touchdown pass is a great athlete for him also. So they got some good skilled kids, and their people up front are big and occupy you, and they got enough people in their school system. I mean that they got twice as many students in their school as we do in ours, and so they get to rotate a few more players and keep them fresher, and that just is kind of a numbers game, and they're able to do that with their depth.
Yeah, Hovey's a pretty quick guy, but I tell you, Coach, you got a quick guy in a Jake Fowler. I know you talked about him last week on the post-game show, but boy, Jake gets a step on you. If you're a defender, you're going to be looking at his rear end going down the field. He's really quick, and he can move.
We're really pleased to have him with us. He's such a great kid, and I'm so happy to see him have success in the things he does because he is such a nice kid, and he tears so much. He'd be the first one to tell you that all of his yards are the result of his teammates blocking and this and that. But he makes some plays on his own out in the field too and does some really good things. So we're pleased to have him in our colors.
Some bumps and bruises. Everybody okay after this one, Coach? I know you had some guys that come off a little gingerly, but does everybody seem to be okay as far as you know?
Well, we're hoping. We got a sprained ankle on Kevin Holland a little bit. I'm hoping that'll be okay. And Derek Nissen hurt his shoulder. We'll have to see that one. It might be a little bit more severe and stuff, but I think the other guys are all kind of pieced together and we'll hopefully have most of them back for next week because we need them as much as we can get.
Well, Coach, I guess you and the staff and the guys will get a pretty good night's sleep tonight. But till it's official tomorrow, we won't say any more. But obviously you're going to be in the playoffs. But until that official word comes out, then all that nervousness will be gone, right?
Yeah, if we're not in, I'd be totally shocked. From what I looked at, I thought, I think some teams under 40 points might be the last few to get in, and we're going to be over 41, I think. So we just hope that our kids get a good draw, and it'd be great to be at home, but we'll go play where we have to. We've played some of the top teams in the state very well, and I hope we're healthy and can give them our best shot and see how we fall and where the chips fall anyway, and we'll just go wherever we have to, though.
First round of the playoffs next Friday. Coach, one last thing. Special teams play tonight was good. Your kick coverage, obviously recovering the kick, returns. Cole Rosfett's punting was good tonight. Special teams play was really good tonight all around.
It really was. That was the point. We've been trying to make that a point of emphasis for about the last 3 weeks, trying to get better and better at that. We got so many young kids that play in those spots for us, trying to give our starters some rest. And they just did a good job of responding, I thought. And like you said, Cole did a nice job of punting. He pinned them down a couple times with coffin corner kicks. And then our kick coverage, other than one kickoff, I thought was pretty good. So those guys are coming along, a lot of sophomores and juniors out there in those groups. So we're pleased to have them guys out there and contributing.
And I know, Coach, overall, thrilled, I would think, with this regular season. Lost some close ones, but to some very, very good teams. These kids have just—they've grown and matured and got that experience now on this varsity level. A lot of them didn't have before it started, but I think you and the staff have to be just thrilled with the way this season's gone so far.
Well, we are pleased, and we're happy for the kids. They've had a great experience, and they've been fun to work with, and they're just they're getting better and better and better, and we knew that would happen. We just didn't know how fast things would come together for us, but they came together in a timely manner, and seems they just seem to take care of themselves sometime.
And they, I'm sure, looking forward to, I guess you can call it the next season, the playoffs, starting next Friday, so I'm sure they'll be ready to go back to work come Monday, and I'm sure you're going to see that Monday. Coach, thanks for coming up. Congratulations on tonight. The entire season, we'll talk hopefully tomorrow and then next week and see what's going on with the playoffs. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks a lot, Blaine, and thanks for your coverage.
You bet. Bill Carlin, head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots, as the Patriots win it here tonight over Lexington by the score of 48-15. Jake Fowler scores four touchdowns in the game. Kyle Goldenstein passes for a couple. Ryan Bruna runs for one in the contest. The Patriots led 34-15 in the halftime break and shut out the Minutemen in the second half. Score a couple touchdowns in the third and fourth quarter total there. Goldenstein passes for two and also runs for one. Fowler scores four. Bruna a touchdown. Patriots get the shutout in the second half. Win the game 48-15. They close the regular season at 6-3. And Lexington will close its season at 3-6. Adams Central will find out their Class B playoff opponent tomorrow morning. Hopefully we'll have all those playoff pairings for you on 1230 KHES Hogan's Open House on Sports tomorrow morning at 10:06. Well, that will do it from Lloyd Wilson Field. We have the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show on 1230 KHES Radio a little bit later on, and I'll join Tyson Evronik for that, so stay tuned for that on 1230 KHS. That'll do it here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio, one of the stations of Platte River Radio. Again, the final score: Adams Central 48, Lexington 15. For Stephanie Mueller and Tyson Evronik, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been...